Afghanistan when terrorists attacked Americans in the Beirut barracks in 1983.
Rumsfeld also paid tribute today to the 21 Marines killed in Iraq this week. He says our nation needed them, called on them in battle, and now mourns them in death. The UN Security Council today condemned insurgent attacks in Iraq. U.S. Ambassador John Bolton says the resolution calls on all nations to do their part.
Particularly to call on Iran and Syria to meet their obligations to prevent the flow of terrorists and financing.
The Security Council also expressed alarm at the increasing number of attacks targeting foreign diplomats in Iraq. Well, it's good news for the space shuttle crew. NASA engineers now clearing the shuttle to return to Earth on Monday as scheduled. Our John Zarella says NASA's decided against another spacewalk to try to repair a torn thermal blanket.
There would be more risk in doing a spacewalk to try and do something with the blanket because they really don't know what to do with it than there is from returning home with the vehicle as is.
The crew members are now preparing to undock from the International Space Station. That'll happen on Saturday. This is CNN Radio News.
Ready to win a new Honda Element SUV? Or how about a free mountain bike? Or check this out, college tuition, $20,000 worth. It's a free ride at CompUSA with great giveaways and awesome back-to-school savings on all the sweetest technology. Come on, take a free ride now at CompUSA. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older with a valid U.S. driver's license. Game ends August 11th. See store for official rules.
So, you're comparing online car insurance quotes and you wonder, am I comparing apples to apples or oranges to kumquats? With Progressive Direct, you'll know. Go to Progressive.com and you'll see a clear, easy-to-read chart comparing each company's rates and coverages. And if you have a question, just call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and a licensed insurance professional will pick up right where you left off online. So you can be sure. Available in most states and situations. Progressive Housing and Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
Well, the Players Union has said no, but Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig may be ready to support even stiffer penalties for those players caught using steroids. Selig says first-time offenders should probably be suspended for 50 games instead of the current 10. Well, the nation's retailers reporting only modest sales gains for the month of July, but analyst Kurt Bernard believes you're going to be in more of a buying mood come fall.
We are dealing with an upbeat economy. We are dealing with a labor market which is apparently beginning to ease up very much. That should be a very, very good omen.
Bernard says back-to-school sales should help quite a bit. A senior executive with Ford says those popular gas electric hybrid vehicles will be getting cheaper, but he says it won't happen for another 5 to 7 years. When it does happen, though, he says we can look for a lot more options in terms of improved fuel economy and reduced emissions. This is news from CNN Radio. Well, it's supposed to give you peace of mind, but our Richard Wybrow says there may be another reason for you to consider taking up yoga.
Yoga is normally associated with pretzel-like body positions, but it may prevent some of us from reaching for the pretzels, or at least too many.
You eat till you feel full, and you don't eat any more because you can feel that satiety signal more clearly.
Alan Crystal is from Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center and co-authored the study, which found overweight people in their 50s who regularly practice yoga shed about 5 pounds over 10 years. A group in the same age range that didn't practice yoga gained nearly 14 pounds over the same period. Richard Wybrow, CNN Radio Atlanta.
And a McDonald's owner in Michigan is offering to pay his high school and college age employees for an extra hour of work every night, provided they spend that hour doing homework. I'm Greg Black. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning's edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
For all you conservatives out there who listen to us to get some sort of hate buzz, those people that you respect so much, like O'Reilly, Hannity, like anyone on Fox News, they don't even create their own copy, my friends. They are pawns of the administration who is too afraid to make a comment from within the White House right now, so they're using these guys to try and sway public opinions with crap.
Morning's edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic 92.
When I grow up, I want to be an astronaut or a firefighter.
I'm going to work the streets, sell some drugs, make some money.
Kids are born with hope.
but it can disappear if there's no one there to nurture it. Communities and schools helped almost 1 million children last year stay in school and prepare for life. We've been around for over 25 years and were named one of the 100 nonprofits most likely to save the world by Worth Magazine. Now just think what we could accomplish with your assistance. Call 1-800-CIS-4KIDS.
Mike Malloy to step up to the mic on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1. Online at themic921.com.
Comments by the number two man of Al-Qaeda make it clear that Iraq is a part of this war on terror, and we're at war.
We'll have more of that Bush quote and a couple others a little bit later in the program. Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We had that standby. Also, Novak, of course, you saw, if you were watching CNN this afternoon, Kathy and I were watching it, and my year-old daughter, she said, Daddy, what does that word mean? And, no, she really didn't. We've got the Novak meltdown. Also, Uncle Mike's Story Corner, coming up next hour, our Humboldt County, California Bureau Chief, who hasn't checked in for a while, sent us a story that I think you're going to like. Well, you know if it comes from Humboldt County, California, it's got to be quality, right? You know that. Today is a birthday of a woman that George Bush is terrified of. Let me rephrase that. Today is a birthday of a woman of whom George Bush is terrified. Of whom? About whom... He's scared to death of her! She's 85 today. That would be Helen Thomas, White House correspondent for Hearst Newspapers. If you want to send her a happy birthday, send it to Helen T. Helen T. at HearstDC.com. You know, it gives all of us hope when you see a woman, 85, showing up for these press briefings every day, kicking Scott McClellan's ass. You know, Helen Thomas probably has food in her refrigerator older than Scott McClellan, right? I don't know how she does it, but bless her heart. What did Ann Coulter, the 5'10" sack of snot, say about Helen Thomas? Called her an old Arab? Happy birthday, Helen. You just love her. You know you do. You know you love her. Novak is suspended now. It's about time. CNN wouldn't suspend him until he had the absolute temerity to say a bad word and walk off the set. Did you see that? Did y'all see that? It was just classic. It's all over the net now. You can see the you can see the video. But it was during CNN's Inside Edition, and they were talking about the Senate race, a potential Senate race between Catherine Harris and Bill Nelson in Florida. Yeah, Catherine Harris, the other 5'6" sack of makeup that helped engineer the theft of democracy. It just cracks me up. These people want to participate in a system that they tried to destroy. That's what Catherine Harris did. She tried to destroy it, and she did destroy it temporarily, and now she wants to participate in that system.
I just have to say, I'll remember this forever. My favorite nickname for Catherine Harris was, maybe she's born with it, maybe it's Maybelline.
That's a hell of a nickname, Kathy. Anyway, Carvel and Novak were both trying to speak while they were talking about this race coming up. And Novak said, let me just finish, James, please. I know you hate to hear me, but you have to. And then Carville turned and looked at the camera and said, he's got to show those right-wingers that he's got a backbone, you know. It's why the Wall Street Journal editorial page is watching you. Show them that you're tough. And then Novak said, well, I think that's bull blank, and I hate that. Just let it go. And then Novak got up and walked off the set. Let's play it.
She might get elected. Let me finish what I'm going to say, James, please. I know you hate to hear me, but you have to
see. He's got to show these right wingers that he's got backbone. You know, that's why the Wall Street Journal page is watching you. Show them you're tough.
Well, I think that's bull. I hate that. Just let it go.
I hate those kind of shows where they just scream each other. But Carville, you know, you got to hand it to Carville. He finally did something to make Novak blow his mind, and it was a great thing to see, wasn't it? It's just a great thing to see.
I was just going to say, you hate the kind of shows where people scream over each other. You like the kind of shows where you get to do all the screaming.
That's it. You know, it's easy to hear one person scream. It's impossible to hear two people screaming. That's all. Well, you're kind of feisty tonight, aren't you, huh?
Too much caffeine.
Okay. Sharon in Boynton Beach, I've got some emails here I got to share with you, okay? I haven't been doing enough emails lately, and I feel bad about that, because we get hundreds of them that do make it through the filter. Some of the really snotty, ugly ones don't make it through the filter, but those are very few and far between. And I wish, I've said this before, I wish I could answer all of them. I wish I could read them all on the air, because some of them are just, you know, really worth sharing. But anyway, Sharon in Boynton Beach, Florida wrote in, Dear Mike, I am now finally beyond outrage. In fact, I feel like running into the street, screaming into the faces of the obvious zombies in the shopping malls. I was just listening to a Majority Report, and a man called in. He said that his wife is in Iraq on active duty, and get this, they have 6 kids at home. What the hell is wrong with these stinking bastards. Now, see, I'm getting nervous about cussing. How on God's green earth do you send a mother of 6 on active duty to a war zone? What are we going to do? It's from Sharon in Boynton Beach, Florida. Referring, of course, to Sam and Janine's program. As soon as I got this email earlier tonight, immediately went to Sam and Janine's program, and they had moved on. They weren't talking about it anymore. But, 6 children, but they don't care. The Bush crime family, they don't care. They don't care how young the person is that they put in unarmored vehicles. They don't care what gender. They don't care how many children they have. These are murderous sons of bitches. They don't care. The Bush crime family, they do not care. 21 Marines wiped out in 3 days. They don't care. Iraqis being blown to pieces. They don't care. A woman with 6 kids who joined the National Guard to be in the National Damn Guard, not to go to an active war zone. 6 children, they don't care. Pick up your weapon, bitch, and go fight! That's the attitude. They don't care. Mama gets killed? Too bad. Daddy can remarry. I hate these pigs. Oh my God. Michael in Sammamish, Washington, wrote in, Hi Mike, I'm a Democrat, former Catholic priest, and a speechwriter who sent ideas for a speech to Kerry. They were never used. My take on Bush and a theme for Democrats to promote. The war that Bush is waging is not a war on terror, it's a war on America. It's a war on American values like honesty and truth. It's a war on our environment and our privacy. It's a war on jobs, because each tax cut is a service cut, and each cut in services is a cut in jobs. And it's a war against our military. The innocent Americans who have been sent overseas as shields to be slaughtered in Iraq so we don't have to face terrorists at home. What chicken... Oops, blank. It's time to defend ourselves. I didn't know an ex-priest could say that word. Good for you. It's time to defend ourselves. I've sent an email to the White House urging Bush to resign because he's a coward and a murderer. Time to end the war on America. And it's Michael, and he signs his last name, Sammamish. Am I saying that right? Sammamish, Washington. Thanks, Michael. Ex-Catholic priest. All right. Remember a couple of weeks ago I was talking about Greaser's Palace, that movie? If you haven't gone out and gotten a copy of Greaser's Palace, shame on you. It's one of the most astute, perceptive, insightful religious analogies I've ever seen, a metaphor that I've ever seen. And set in the Old West. But it's kind of a kind about you know, Christ parachuting to Earth, literally, at the beginning of the movie, and going about the business that he is ordered to do by God. If you haven't seen it, go get it. Anyway, I got an email from Dave in Arizona. There's a scene in the movie. I want to share with you very quickly what the Christ character said in that scene. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Not by our hands will we supply the weapons and funding for the annihilation of families on foreign soil. Not by our mouths will we let fear silence us. Not by our hearts will we allow all peoples, all countries to be.
It's important to you. It's important to us. Contact the Mike 92.1 at 663-7291 or email us on the Mike921.com.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
This is
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
President Bush celebrated yesterday's launch of the Space Shuttle Discovery, applauding the mission.
A rocket ship. I want to be a spaceman. Just like I want to be a cowboy and a fireman and an Indian chief. And I'm going to win the Tour de France. Now that Neil Armstrong isn't going to race anymore. Good trumpet player, that Neil Armstrong.
Stephanie Miller. Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 60 to 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry. Here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do it too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should. Go ahead, she said. Yeah, what I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress who is trying to kill my mom? No, said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. Recycling your old cell phone is a great thing to do for the environment. Visit calltorecycle.com or call toll-free 877-2-RECYCLE.
The most prominent progressive voices are all here.
All here. All here.
The Mike 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk, streaming at themike921.com.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. So I get an email from Dave in Arizona. He says, Mike, a few weeks ago you mentioned how much you enjoy Greaser's Palace. Great movie. Thanks for the tip. I found a used copy online. My favorite scene contains this dialogue, a version of Jesus' intercession to save humankind. All right, and then he sends me the few sentences here, and I want you to listen to this. The character that plays Jesus, although he doesn't ever refer to himself as Jesus, is the guy who was the psychiatrist in the last episode of MASH. Remember that? Oh, he was the whole series, Kathy? Oh, okay. He played the psychiatrist. He wasn't on that often that I ever saw him, but he had a large role the last... recurring role, but a large role the last program. I think it was the last program. Anyway, he plays the part of Jesus. Although you never hear any reference to religion, it's all allegory of the most beautiful kind, and was directed by Robert Downey, Robert Downey Jr.'s father. All right, here's the scene: Jesus is first approaches Greaser's palace, and he says to the people assembled there, "I bring you a message." Exactly 6 miles north of Skag Mountain in the Valley of Pain, there lives an evil devil monster. His name is Bingo Gas Station Motel Cheeseburger with a side of aircraft noise and you'll be Gary, Indiana. And he loves to hurt people. The last time I saw Bingo Gas Station Motel Cheeseburger with a side of aircraft noise and you'll be Gary, Indiana, he told me what he wants to do. He wants to come down here and kill each and every one of you. But I said to him, Bingo, wait a minute. And the reason I said that is because I believe in you people. I believe you can do the job. I believe you can help each other. I believe you can make this world a better place to live in. That's it. It's a great movie. If you have not seen Greaser's Palace, go get it. Thanks, Dave. Mark from the Bronx, New York, said, Mike, a share of grief and anger at the Bush administration, not a hot enough place in hell for any of these bastards. We bomb their country, murder their children, their sons and their husbands. We knock down their doors and point automatic weapons in their faces. We drag their brother and husbands to prisons like Abu Ghraib. Then we scream at them about freedom in a language they don't understand. Yeah, well, in light of that, Mark, let me give you a definition of a terrorist state. This is from the U.S. Government Guide to Surviving Terrorism. And in that guide, we have the U.S. Department of Defense definition of terrorism as, quote, the calculated use of unlawful violence or threat of unlawful violence to inculcate fear, intended to coerce or to intimidate governments or societies in the pursuit of goals that are generally political, religious, or ideological, end quote. So, obviously, the answer is the United States a terrorist state? The answer is yes. Absolutely yes. Underlined 1,000 times yes. Since we continue to use unlawful violence to forcibly impose an ideology on Iraq. We are a terrorist state. Now, you know, over the past couple of years that I've been on the air, I've said that many times, and then I get a flood of driveling, snarling, drooling hate mail until I set up the filter from these right-wing morons. Attacking America first. Oh, you go chase your tail, okay? All you right-wingers, you make me ill. But by any definition, you know, words have meaning. Who said that? Did George Bush say that? Words have meanings. Huh? Words have meanings. And the definition of a terrorist state by our own Department of Defense clearly points to the fact that the United States has become a terrorist state. How about that? This is from Richard in Portland. Mike, since you expressed interest in seeing a well-thought-out plan for getting out of Iraq, perhaps you might want to take a look at lp.org/plan. lp.org/plan. And see what you think. The Libertarian Party has opposed this criminal war since day one. Not only is it immoral, the implementation has been incredibly short-sighted. My personal motto is peace today, war crimes trials tomorrow. Thank you, Richard in Portland, Oregon. By the way, please inform your colleagues on Air America that the extreme right-wing Libertarian Party not only opposes Bush's war, it also opposes the intrusive powers of the USA Patriot Act and the counterproductive war on drugs. On the other hand, the Libertarian Party upholds the right of any couple to marry. In short, the Libertarian Party's so-called extreme right-wing philosophy is your life, your way. Or, if you prefer, I'm pro-choice on everything. Thank you, Richard. I sometimes make snotty remarks about the Libertarian Party, and I probably shouldn't. I guess one of the reasons I do is because a real thuggish person that I know here in Atlanta on radio, Neil Bortz, claims to be a libertarian, and my opinion of Libertarian Party politics gets colored by the fact that he is breathing the same air that I breathe. So, but I apologize. Richard, thanks for emailing. Check out Libertarian Party. I went to the website today, lp.org/plan.
Married green seed corn paper to a little Tehran. And the Ayatollah bought a nuclear warship if he got it.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Find your voice on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, the walls look brighter. The furniture looks fabulous. The colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
Come in and save 10% on all Philips Natural Light products at the Home Depot this month.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns the Nation, so nobody stops the Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Hollywood's greatest action hero is now on DVD.
420 ready for takeoff.
John Wayne in two of his most memorable films, the Academy Award winning The High and the Mighty.
I like the way you said that.
And the epic story of aviation and survival, Island in the Sky.
Anything. Mind you, anything can happen up here, Murray.
Both films are now on special edition DVD. Redefine your DVD collection with the man who defined the term movie star. And look for more John Wayne films available from Paramount Home Entertainment.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
One of the four basic tenets established by the People's Legislature is comprehensive campaign finance reform that includes public financing of campaigns, full disclosure of political contributions, and restoring the ban on corporate donations. Madison Democrats Representative Mark Pocan and Senator Fred Risser are proposing to limit all contributions to $5 in addition to public financing. This proposal is similar to campaign laws enacted by both Maine and Arizona state legislatures. In Washington, D.C. D.C., Senator Russ Feingold has introduced an ethics proposal for the Senate that would ban gifts to senators and impose a $50,000 fine for violating the ban. Feingold's initiative would also prohibit lawmakers and their staff from accepting lobbyist jobs for 2 years after they finish their public service. At the same time, Representatives Mike Pence and Albert Wynne have sponsored the 527 Fairness Act of 2005 that would essentially repeal the McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform, removing any limits on contributions to candidates and parties. Why is campaign finance reform so desperately needed? Here in Wisconsin, the GOP proposed tax loopholes in the budget for political donors and temporary staffing agencies, despite the fact that they drain $1 million a year from Badger Care. The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's initial study of the budget found that each taxpayer contributed $118 annually to pork barrel gifts to the largest campaign contributors. At the federal level, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist has made a gift to the NRA his top priority, granting unprecedented blanket immunity to gun manufacturers. The impending energy bill is little more than $11.6 billion in corporate welfare for energy companies, reminiscent of the recent Medicare reform. Tom DeLay's K Street Project exposes the dire need for further federal campaign finance reform. These are just a few examples of the expansive problem of bought and sold politicians and their legislation. This year's Fighting Bob Fest on September 10th in Baraboo will be a reunion for the People's Legislature, focusing on the direct action we will take at the state capitol demanding real fundamental campaign finance reform. I wouldn't miss it for the world. Neither should you. I'm Lee Rayburn. Join me Saturdays noon to 3 right here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Randy Rhodes,
loud and west
on the Mike 92.1.
The only way to polish our image abroad, because we keep on killing the people to whom we'd like to be appealing, that we have a shiny American pro-democracy, pro-facts, pro-truth, pro-checks and balances kind of an image, and you haven't really modeled it very well, convince the rest of the world that we're really Canada.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1 and the Mike921.com.
The American Association of Retired Persons is opposing President Bush's plans for Social Security. Why would they do that? If you want to know the truth about old people, talk to the people who know them.
Old people are needy. I need a ride. I need a walker. I need something to eat. Could somebody please help me? I'm in the toilet. I can't get out. It's horrendous.
I had to spend 15 minutes helping my mother find her glasses because she forgot where she put them. Just forgot.
Dude, they crap in their pants.
Enough about World War II. I get it. You were there.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to dinner at 4 o'clock, you really don't need more money.
You liberated Auschwitz. You were there. I understand. Can we watch The Apprentice now?
And when they wear those diapers, they can pee right on themselves, too. Just pee.
Brian! My name is Brian! God! I remember this one time, my uncle, he was on the floor. I thought he was having a heart attack or he was dead or something. Turns out he wasn't. Just on the floor.
Who the hell is Bobby? Nobody knows Bobby!
Dude, they crapped their pants.
Old people. They oppose President Bush's plans for Social Security. Isn't it time they died already?
Paid for by Switchboat Veterans for whatever cause is being funded by the right-wing millionaires at the moment.
Wow, that's,
you've done it now.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, it's awful what those people do.
He's smart enough, and gosh darn it, Madison likes Al Franken. The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on the Mike 92.1.
Your host for a Peance Freeance future, it's Mike Malloy.
Six before the hour. All right, you didn't have anything to write it down with. Okay. The site I mentioned right before the break, LP, that stands for Libertarian Party, lp.org/plan. They have a plan there for withdrawal of troops, I believe. I didn't get that far. I just went to Libertarian Party website. Anyway, check it out. One more email here. I told you there were a couple. This is from Richard. Hey, Mike, isn't an elephant supposed to never forget? Doesn't the current pandemic of amnesia within the Republican Party, Bolton, Roberts, etc., pose the hazard of their prosecution under some sort of false advertising statute, perhaps we could be helpful by posing a more representative substitute mascot, such as, oh, I don't know, the hyena, an animal that giggles as it feasts on the dead. Dedicate one scream to me tonight, please. Thanks for all the catharsis. Richard, in his last name, in Bedford, we're not all morons. No, really, it's true. Texas. You want to scream? Later tonight you'll get one. I swear to God you will. Rumsfeld said, was it today? Rumsfeld was in L.A. addressing the World Council, World Affairs Council in Los Angeles today. He sharply rejected suggestions that Britain's alliance with the United States was to blame for the two recent transit bombing attacks in London. See, here's another Robert Novak walking around inside a vampire, a ghoul, a flesh eater, a human flesh eater's body. Rumsfeld. Oh, there's no connection! Rumsfeld defended the progress of the war on terrorism and said the terrorists did not have wars in Iraq or Afghanistan to justify previous attacks. He said, quote, the United States and its allies did not provoke the terrorists. The terrorists attacked America. Yeah, but dumbass, they were Saudis. They were from Saudi Arabia, dumbass. Saudi Arabia! He went on to say, there was no war in Iraq or Afghanistan when America was attacked on September 11th. That's right, dumbass. There wasn't. And there was no war in Iraq or Afghanistan when terrorists attacked the Beirut barracks in 1983. That's right, dumbass. We were attacked because we had troops, thanks to Ronald Reagan, where they shouldn't be. In the Khobar Towers in 1996, or the African embassies in 1998, or when they attacked USS Cole in the year 2000. End quote. Can this guy be this stupid? Can he be this stupid? No. Donald Rumsfeld, like a lot of psychopaths, is a genius. But he knows that we are stupid. He knows that we are ignorant, and he can stand there and make comments like this, and we, the bobble-headed American public, will go, yup, 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 that's right, by God, yup, 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 that's right, by God, yup, 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 that's right, by God, yup, yup, yup. You tell him, Secretary Rumsfeld, yup, yup, yup. And then the drug-addled pig man will pick up these comments and play them all over his program. Two women trying to unfurl a banner interrupted Rumsfeld's speech, one of them demanding Rumsfeld to stop lying to us. Another man heckled the defense secretary, according to CNN, challenging him to meet with the families of troops killed in Iraq. That'll never happen. Speaking of that, Bill in Cleveland sent this in. Hi, Mike and Kathy. On Monday, August 8th, there will be a public memorial service for the six fallen Marines of the Brook Park, Ohio Battalion. It will be at the IX Center, or is that 9, numeral 9? I'm not sure. IX Center near Cleveland Hopkins Airport at 7 p.m. Whether you are left-wing or right-wing, we can all come together to pay tribute to these young Marines who were killed this week and express our deepest sympathy to their loved ones. This is not political. It is a human, compassionate thing to do. So check your politics at the door and show your respect for these fallen Marines and their families. Bill from Cleveland. There are a couple of things in what you wrote here, Bill, that it's almost impossible for me to hold my tongue on. It is political. This war is political. Yes, it may be the human, compassionate thing to do, to show respect for young men, and in some instances young women, who have been lied into a war, and their parents lied into a war. I've been watching on television some of the families from Cleveland, the Cleveland suburbs of Brook Park, Ohio. And, you know, they have taken a tremendous hit, these families, these people, in this week. And the blood of their loved ones is all over George W. Bush and Dick Cheney. George Bush and Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld are drenched in the blood of dead Americans. Drenched, soaked. I don't know how they can talk with all the blood caking around their eyes and their nostrils and their mouth, blood coming out of their throats and ears and eyes. Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld, they are saturated with blood. When they walk, their shoes make squishing sounds because their shoes are full of blood. American soldiers, Brook Park, Ohio soldiers, Iraqi civilians, Afghan civilians, dead people, all over, dead people. Every time you see Bush, listen, you'll hear the squish of blood all over him, saturating his pants, his shirt, his bicycle. That's why he keeps falling off his bicycle, because the wheels of his bicycle are not filled with air, they're filled with blood. Blood on his seat, blood on the handlebars. When he goes to kiss Laura goodnight, blood spews out of his mouth and gets all over her and the bedclothes. When he kisses their daughters, blood drips down the twins' face. Blood all over. Blood. So Bill writes, whether you're left wing or right wing, we can all come together to pay tribute to these young Marines who were killed this week. They were killed by George W. Bush, Bill, murdered as surely as if Bush, with the squishy sound of blood, walked into these young men's bedrooms while they were sleeping, put a bullet in all of their brains. So the public memorial service for the six fallen Marines. Is there going to be a memorial service for the other 21? I would imagine. The IX Center near Cleveland Hopkins Airport, 7 p.m. Monday, August 8th, if you want to go. Bush won't be there. Cheney won't be there. Rumsfeld won't be there. And if they do show up, any of them, listen. Listen for that squishing sound. People make me sick. All right, just a couple more here. John Roberts, the Supreme Court, the next member of the U.S. Supreme Court has acknowledged that, oh, damn, you're right. I should have disclosed to a Senate committee that I worked as a lobbyist for the cosmetics industry in 2000. My bad. Oh, darn, I just forgot. You know, just like I forgot that I'm a member of the Federalist Society. Oh, I keep forgetting these things. It's just hell being a Supreme Court nominee. In a letter to the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday, Roberts wrote that he neglected to reveal that work in response to the panel's questionnaire asking about his lobbying activities. The work was on behalf of the Cosmetics, Toiletries, and Fragrances Association, and it involved an effort to prohibit a regulatory change involving sunscreen. This industry wanted to not have on the label of sunscreen some consumer information that was pertinent to the safety of the product. They didn't want it on there. You know, if this information goes on there, people might not buy our sunscreen. And we don't want the dumb bastards not to buy our sunscreen. We want all the dumb bastards to buy our sunscreen, even though it will contain a material that's toxic and may make them sick or possibly give them melanoma. So who did they hire to prevent the labeling of sunscreen? Oh, that's right! John Roberts! And this is our next Supreme Court nominee. How many lives before the... I think the confirmation hearings begin September 6th, September 8th, somewhere around there. How many more lives do you think John Roberts will be caught in? And do you think that'll make a difference? No, because Orrin Hatch will get other... Oh, this is a good man. He's a good man. He's a conservative good man. He won't legislate from the bench. He's a good man. This man is a good man. He is a good man, this man, and we expect a confirmation very quickly on this good man. This is a good man, this man. He's very good.
Yo, bring it on down. We'll be right back.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Listen and learn. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, is almost 1 year old. Thanks for listening, and thanks to the sponsors who helped bring us Mark and Mark, Al and Catherine, Randy, and the rest to Madison since the very beginning.
This is Julie Stenson from Floorworks. Everyone at Floorworks is celebrating the Mike 92.1's first anniversary on the air. Come in and join us and get a 10% flooring discount. We're right off the Beltline on Highway N, just outside of Cottage Grove.
This is the Mike 92.1.
You know, my therapist tells me I got to write down my dreams every night, so this is my one from last night, my dream from last night. So I'm at this mega church in Kentucky, Riley, for the Justice Sunday show. Problem is, I'm locked in an 8-foot steel cage with a cloth draped over it. Outside my cage, I can hear James Dobson screaming about people of faith being attacked and roasted and eaten. I hear the word Shivo, judicial homicide, and Ron Jeremy. I'm not sure what he had to do with it, but suddenly I feel myself being carried on stage and the cloth is removed. I'm hit in the eyes with this intense bright light, and immediately hundreds of neocons start booing and throwing dirt clods and ball peen hammers and mashed potatoes and gravy and doll parts at me. James Dobson sneers and points at me and says, "Brothers and sisters, gaze upon the liberal Jew. Listen to his obstructionist filibuster. Listen to his satanic hate speech. Given half a chance, he'd kill Jesus all over again." Dobson gets a long, sharp stick, reaches through the bars, and pokes me hard in the ribs. He says, "Wouldn't you, huh?" I say, "Ow! Hi, I'm Mark Maron, and this is Morning Sedition." Everybody starts booing and throwing dirt clods at me. "Today, the neocon, death cult, Christo fascist, zombie brigade, boo! Boo!" Dobson pokes me again and barks, "Silence, heathen! What say you, good people? Shall we kill this sinner?" A huge roar went up. "Yeah! Stone him! Stone him!" Dobson raises his hand for quiet and says, "I have a better idea." Then these big guys pick up my cage and lower me into a baptism tank. Dobson screams, "Convert the devil!" I'm underwater for a long time. I start to black out. I see a tunnel and a white light and my dead cat Butch smoking a cigarette. Then they pull me back up, dripping and gasping, and Dobson says, "What say you now?" I say, "Christo fascist zombie." Dobson says, "Then you have chosen your own fate." They open the cage, and I look up and see four hungry lions circling me, and above them, three giant video screens of four hungry lions circling me. I hear an announcer, "When we return on Justice Sunday, the obstructionist liberal gets his just desserts," right after these messages. I woke up, and my bed was filled with Polident.
You know, you can be issued a hefty ticket for being caught on a railroad crossing when a train's approaching. Of course, you may not be alive to pay the fine. So, stop, look, and listen.
It's Day on the left side of the radio dial with Mark Maron and me, Mark Riley, for Air America's Morning Sedition. Weekdays from 5 to 8 on the Mike 92.1.
Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
It's about 10 before the hour. Coming up right after the break, we have the sound for you we want to play. And at half past the next hour, Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Last one from me here, and your phone calls for the rest of the program, too. This was out yesterday. The Bush administration is going to resume production of anti-personnel landmines. Huh? Now, this is a move that puts the Bush administration truly in the camp of terrorist organizations. It's also against all sorts of agreements and laws passed by the so-called international community and previous U.S. policy on these murderous weapons. I guess all weapons are murderous. I mean, that's kind of redundant, Mike. Don't be a dumbass, Mike, on your own program. But the landmine, the anti-personnel landmines, of course, what happens, very few landmines actually kill soldiers. What they kill are civilians. And the civilians they don't kill, they take off an arm or a leg, or they take off a 3-year-old or a 6-year-old or a 10-year-old who's playing in the field, take off their head or their arms or legs, or takes out their midsections. That's what landmines do. Landmines are not an effective weapon in this crime against humanity that so many nations participate in called war. They are purely instruments of terror. And, excuse me, after a country has been saturated with landmines, you can count on for the next 10 or 15 years children being blown to pieces and farmers being blown to pieces. You know, landmines are still going off in Vietnam. Huh? In December this year, the Pentagon will decide whether or not to begin producing a new type of anti-personnel landmine called a spider. Isn't that nice? That decision's already been made. According to Human Rights Watch, the funds for spiders' production are already earmarked. The Pentagon requested $1.3 billion for spider, as well as for another mine called the Intelligent Munitions System. Eh? You like that one? Intelligent Munitions System. A new report by Human Rights Watch issued yesterday notes these weapons kill and maim an estimated 500 people each week, most of whom are civilians. Human Rights Watch is calling on the Bush administration to not do this. Please, Mr. Bush, don't do this. Now, according to Interpress Service, U.S. has not used anti-personnel landmines since the 1991 Gulf War, when we scattered 100,000 landmines from planes in Iraq and Kuwait. In 1992, then-President George Herbert Bush signed into law a moratorium that was introduced by Vermont Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy on the export of all anti-personnel landmines. And in 1996, President Clinton said the U.S. would, quote, seek a worldwide agreement as soon as possible to end the use of all anti-personnel mines, end quote. The U.S. produced its last anti-personnel landmine in 1997. Now, there is a thing called the 1997 Mine Ban Treaty. Remember the women from Northern Ireland, I believe? Help me if I'm confused here. Two women from Northern Ireland, or one woman from Northern Ireland, got the ban agreed to? Anyway, 145 countries signed the 1997 Mine Ban Treaty, which bans the use, production, export, and stockpiling of anti-personnel landmines. But the Bush administration made an about-face on this policy in February 2004 when it abandoned any pretense of joining the Mine Ban Treaty, which is also known as the Ottawa Convention, after the city to our north. U.S. Department of State's Bureau of Political Military Affairs said in a statement in February 2004, quote, the United States will not join the Ottawa Convention because its terms would have required us to give up a needed military capability. The statement went on to say, landmines still have a valid and essential role protecting U.S. forces and military operations. No other weapon currently exists that provides all the capabilities provided by landmines, end quote. You murderous sons of bitches, every one of you. Landmines. No other weapon provides all the capabilities provided by landmines. Let's take the Bush cabinet and put them in a field and surround them with landmines at midnight while they're all blindfolded so they don't know where they are. And then when the sun comes up, take off the blindfolds and say, time to go home. Oh, by the way, you're in a field surrounded by landmines, but don't worry. They provide all sorts of capabilities. Oh, my God!
America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
40 years ago this week, the Voting Rights Act was passed. But the promise of this legislation remains unfulfilled for 4.7 million American citizens, many of them African American. Thanks to felony disenfranchisement laws, 13% of black men can't vote. There are signs that the tide is turning, though. In Iowa, Governor Tom Vilsack recently reversed a state law that imposed a lifetime voting ban on convicted felons. His bold move restores rights to thousands in Iowa, a state that was ripe for reform. Despite Iowa's 2% black population, 25% of those affected were African American. This past March, Nebraska overturned a similar lifetime voting ban. Currently, only 4 states, Alabama, Florida, Kentucky, and Virginia, continue to uphold this draconian measure. For more information on how to fight these absurd laws, check out righttovote.org. It's the least we can do to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act. For more, visit thenation.com. I'm Sam Graham Felsen for Air America Radio.
Nancy Botwin has the best grass in the neighborhood.
Jesus, Nancy, you weren't kidding. This stuff is primo.
Showtime presents a new original series about a single mom dealing in the suburbs.
If this doesn't work out, I could end up being the oldest SCAP employee in Southern California.
Newsweek.com calls Weeds the most talked about comedy in ages.
You didn't hear that from me. I don't like gossip.
Weeds, special preview this Sunday at 11, or see it Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10, 9 Central. Only on Showtime.
Hollywood's greatest action hero is now on DVD.
420 ready for takeoff.
John Wayne in 2 of his most memorable films. The Academy Award winning The High and the Mighty.
I like the way you said that.
And the epic story of aviation and survival, Island in the Sky.
Anything. Mind you, anything can happen up here, Murray.
Both films are now on special edition DVD. Redefine your DVD collection with the man who defined the term movie star. And look for more John Wayne films available from Paramount Home Entertainment.
Politically Direct with David Bender.
When Howard Dean was elected DNC chair, he turned to one host for his first Air America interview. When Henry Hyde finally admitted he might have been wrong to lead the impeachment of Bill Clinton, one Air America host got the first public comment from Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton. When Whoopi Goldberg wanted to do a long-format interview about politics in Hollywood in Bush's America, she sat down with one Air America host. That host is David Bender.
Politically Direct with David Bender, Sunday at 1 on the Mike 92.1.
My name is Jay. I'm from Madison, and I'm on the mic. The mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
I'm not stupid. I'm not trouble. And I'm not helpless. I am worth your time, and I have much to contribute. I need to be taught in a way I can understand. I can learn the same things, but I just learn them in a different way.
Learn how your kids learn.
For a free brochure, call 1-888-478-6463 or log on to focusonlearning.org to learn how your kids learn. A message from the Ad Council and the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities.
CNN Radio News, I'm Lee Guerin. Osama bin Laden's number two man in al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri, blamed British Prime Minister Tony Blair for the recent terror attacks in London in a newly released videotape. CNN Radio's Matthew Chance reports the tape's contents are similar to others from al-Qaeda in the past.
He was sitting with a rifle on his one side. It looked like he was outside at the time the videotape was filmed. There was a woven cloth as a backdrop for him to try and prevent people who will be looking at this tape very carefully to give them any idea about where this broadcast was being made from.
British police have made two more arrests in connection with the failed bombings in London. Two women who are sisters have been charged for violating anti-terror laws by not disclosing information that could have helped police in the investigation. U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld defended the progress of the war on terrorism, calling suggestions that the London bombing stemmed from Britain's participation in the war in Iraq nonsense. The deaths of more than 20 soldiers from an Ohio National Guard unit was incredibly bad luck, according to retired Brigadier General George Walls in North Carolina.
Whenever you have a Marine hurt or wounded, it's a terrible thing. And when you have so many come from one unit like this, it's just, not to be flip about, but it's just incredibly bad luck.
Good news for the shuttle Discovery crew. They've received the okay to head back to Earth on Monday. Wayne Hale, Deputy Shuttle Program Manager.
We were good to stand down on the EVA. We were good to fly as is for entry.
NASA says a torn thermal blanket poses little or no risk for re-entry of the spacecraft. Federal officials arrested 29 people in the Miami-Dade County area, including a number of low-level school employees. They were all charged with attempting to obtain OxyContin with the intent to sell the drug. This is CNN Radio News.
When Joyce bought the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front-load washer, her friend Nancy noticed right away.
It used to be hard to find time to catch up with Joyce. Now she calls me every day. She never forgets to pop by on her morning jog. Yesterday, she knocked at 5 a.m. Joyce is even happy to help me with chores. She walks my dog Skipper every night. Part of me thinks he likes her more than me, but that would be silly. Come here, Skipper. Skipper.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do. Thanks to the Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available, you can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter and is energy-efficient, which saves money. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. Depend on us. Now get a $100 gift card when you buy a Maytag Neptune washer and dryer. Offer ends 10-16-05. See Maytag.com for details.
U.N. Ambassador John Bolton is playing an active role at the U.N. Security Council sessions. Richard Roth.
John Bolton spoke in his first Security Council session as the newly appointed U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. His remarks came immediately after the Council unanimously passed a resolution condemning the outbreak of attacks by Iraqi insurgents. He urged member states to continue supporting the Iraqi government as it works toward a draft constitution and prepares for December elections. The new ambassador also had strong words for the governments of Syria and Iran, calling on them to honor commitments to support stability in Iraq. Richard Roth, CNN Radio, United Nations.
Two small planes collided over a Seattle suburb, with one of them crashing through the roof of a school undergoing renovations. No word on fatalities. Two former New York City police detectives have been indicted for murder in the 1986 killing of a jewelry merchant. The two were accused more than 20 years ago of being hitmen for the mafia. This is news from CNN Radio. Investors weren't in the mood to buy, likely because of weak retail sales for July. Susan Lisovich has details.
The nation's largest retailers reported their monthly sales that showed the heat wave hurt back-to-school sales. The sector was especially hard hit, but this was a session that saw declining stocks beat advancers by a 2-to-1 margin at the NYSE and the NASDAQ. And then there's the monthly jobs report, which typically makes investors nervous. At closing bell, the Dow and NASDAQ each shed about 1%. Susan Lisovich, CNN Radio, New York.
Rates on 30-year mortgages have risen to their highest level since mid-April. It's the fifth consecutive week those rates have gone up. Meanwhile, there's encouragement that America's job climate is on the mend. Last week, there were fewer people who signed up for unemployment benefits. Economists had actually predicted claims would increase. I'm Lee Guerin. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Here's what Bob Novak told Candy Crowley on CNN. I can't tell you anything I ever talked to Karl Rove about because I don't think I talked to him about anything, even the time of day, on the record. And so in 99, there's just a couple of examples here of Bob Novak Rovac.
Rovac?
Now I've melded him with Rove. Well, he is just a mouthpiece for him, so he is technically Bob Rovac.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
College, one small word that can add up to big bucks.
Dallas Salisbury is CEO of the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
College isn't cheap, and the cost increases each year. But if you set goals, start early, and take advantage of the tools available, you can pass the tuition test.
Visit www.choosetosave.org.
Plan today and choose to save.
That's choosetosave.org.
Thought you were fed up? This is the Mike Malloy Show on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
It's about 7 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. Thanks for tuning in. Iraq is accusing Kuwait of stealing their oil, as well as chipping away at their national territory on the border between those two countries. Isn't that what Saddam Hussein said 15 years ago that justified his invasion of Kuwait, right? Iraqi legislators are saying that. An Iraqi delegation was scheduled to head to Kuwait yesterday to discuss the incidents along the Kuwaiti-Iraqi border. They're doing horizontal drilling to pump Iraq oil. That's according to the chairman of the Iraqi Parliament Security and Defense Committee, you know, an American puppet. But the irony here is so thick it makes you just want to throw up razor blades, doesn't it? Huh? Iraq is saying that Kuwait... Oh, never mind. It's just unbelievable. History repeats itself first as farce, then as tragedy. All right, I want you to hear, speaking of tragedy, Bunny Pants and the president of Colombia, President Uribe, is that how you say it? Uribe? Uribe? U-R-I-B-E, President Uribe of Colombia. They were together discussing terrorism and security. Ooh. Can you imagine this president of Colombia when he and Bush went out on the back 40 in the pickup truck? And the president of Colombia says, "Hey, man, I have some really good stuff here for you. Here, try this, George." I can't help it. I find it amusing anytime Bush tries to talk about science. He is clearly such a simpleton. And further, he doesn't subscribe to any scientific theory. He follows the talking snake theory of creation. As an example, if he follows that, I think he follows the talking snake theory because it gives a warm, wet feeling to all of his right-wing Christian followers. Now, here he's talking about the shuttle mission. I keep waiting for him to start questioning how many angels the shuttle crew may have met in space, right? Reporter says, "Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the Discovery space shuttle mission has been dominated by repairs and questions about safety. Do you think the return of space, the return to space, I'm sorry, Mr. President, was premature? And are you worried about Discovery's return next week?"
First of all, I had the honor of speaking to the folks that are on that mission. And it was a great experience to be talking to bold explorers.
They've already smoked.
Secondly, like a lot of Americans, I was amazed at the procedures that took place to repair the
car, truck,
the craft.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty remarkable.
Oh, it is.
Ours is a country that values the safety of our citizens, particularly those we ask to take risk in space.
Because we damn sure don't care about those citizens on Earth, especially the ones I send to fight to get me all the oil.
We value the safety of our citizens. That's why we send our soldiers into a war zone, unprotected, no armor. They get blown to pieces, but I don't care. I'm a giggling killer. I like to go in the pickup truck with President Uribe or whatever the hell his name is here and smoke another doobie. And eat carne. In my little Casablanca. I always talk like this when I have a Spanish speaker at my side because he sounds like I really speak Spanish and don't do very well in English.
Leaving the final frontier of space to return to the death and destruction he's brought to the Middle East, another reporter asked him about the latest Al-Qaeda video and the devastating loss of those 20-some Marines from Ohio. The reporter says, thank you for calling on me, sir. Sir, Al-Qaeda's number two, Dr. Al-Zawahiri, is warning that attacks will continue until U.S. troops leave Iraq. How serious a threat is this? And after so many Marines were killed this week, what's being done to improve their safety?
First, let me say that...
Yeah.
You know, we mourn the loss of every fallen troop.
Well, if that were true, you'd stop treating them like your own personal toy G.I. Joes, wouldn't you?
And a community outside of Cleveland, Brook Park, Ohio, suffered mightily over the last couple of days.
Oh, man.
It's, the people of Brook Park and the family members of those who lost their life... I hope they can take comfort in the fact that millions of their fellow citizens pray for them.
Oh, yeah, that's good, George.
Hope they also take comfort in the understanding that the sacrifice was made in a noble cause.
Which is my very own oil empire. Now, as Mark Crispin Miller has pointed out in a couple of books now, in a couple of numerous essays, anytime George Bush tries to say something that even gets within the same county as compassion or concern, this dumb bastard just stumbles all over the place, does he? He can't put a coherent sentence together. He just can't. He just can't. Doesn't he sound like he's just so concerned about the families of the dead Marines, dead because he sent them to die? Now, Bush continues to try to answer that question, now focusing on the latest Al-Qaeda video.
The comments by the number two man of Al-Qaeda make it clear that Iraq is a part of this war on terror, and we're at war.
What? Iraq wasn't a part of any conflict before you started it!
In other words, he's saying, you know, leave.
Sounds like a good idea to most normal people, you murderer.
As I have told the American people, one, the people like Zawahiri have an ideology that is dark, dim, backwards. They don't trust, they don't appreciate women. If you don't agree to their narrow view of a religion, you'll be whipped in the public square.
Unlike what happens to you if you're taken to a U.S. detention center where you're just beat to death in private, right?
In other words, they've got goals. They want to spread that point of view. And part of their goal is to drive us out of the broader Middle East.
Again, that sounds like a great idea. Why the hell are we there in the first place? It is their oil, after all, isn't it? Isn't it thief? Isn't it murderer? Isn't it freak? What does he say? What does he say? They don't appreciate women? Is that what he said? Did he say that, Kathy? He said that they don't appreciate women! Oh, my God. Wait, what is that? The Hugh Hefner theory of why you invade a country? Now, this is the point, and it's still on the same question. This is the point in his answer where he begins to ramble aimlessly about his goals for Iraq.
We will stay the course.
Well, first he borrowed his pappy's war. Now he's cribbing his old his pappy's old speeches.
We'll complete the job in Iraq. And the job is this. We'll help the Iraqis develop a democracy. They're writing a constitution, which will be ratified in October, and then they'll elect a permanent government.
Oh, good.
It's also important for our citizens to understand that progress has been made, particularly when plus million people got to vote in the face of Zawahiris and Zarqawis and these killers.
Oh.
We're also training Iraqis.
Oh, yeah.
Our troops will come home as soon as possible. As soon as possible means when those Iraqis are prepared to fight.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, George, you murderous, giggling killer. So that should only take a few decades. Remember, our grandchildren will be fighting the so-called terrorists that Bush is creating today. Thanks, you vicious, ignorant thug. Good God. We'll be right back.
Now, it says more and more imports come from overseas, so why can't we make the pie higher?
I'm Jorge, too. That means George.
Hold this peacefully if we don't cave into desire. You can't take the high horse and then claim the low road. The past is over, I agree. We all know the importance of bondage between mother and child.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
It's not just talk.
It's Madison's progressive talk. The Mike 92.1.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
I would imagine Scott McClellan right about now doesn't want to have Carl Rove over for dinner because he's ending up being on the grill over this guy, and all he can say is the same stonewalling foolishness, and he knows each and every time he goes before the White House press corps, he's going to get the same questions over and over and over again. Thanks, Carl.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
We actually have Future Mark on line one. Oh, Future Mark, that guy's great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Just checking in, man. I told you Cincinnati would be good. I'm sorry I didn't tell you about the flu you were going to get.
Yeah, thanks, man. When does this go away?
Friday, I promise.
Hey, what's that noise, man?
Oh, I'm sorry, the news is on.
Well, can you just turn it off? We're kind of having a conversation here.
Actually, no, I can't. The news is always on now, or should I say info blasts are always on. All the media outlets now have these info cannons, and they fire nanorobot swarms of data in the air, and you just kind of breathe them.
Wait, whoa. Let me see if I get this right. So robots fly into your mouth with the news?
Yeah, mouth, nose, ear canal, sometimes the other orifice, which is strangely pleasant sometimes.
Well, isn't that annoying?
Isn't what annoying?
Getting the news that way.
Is that what we've been talking about? I'm sorry, man. My attention span's taken a real beating since this technology came out in 2030, and that's what caused the, sorry, man. I forgot what we were talking about again. Ow! Hey, what? Hey! I just got stung by a story on a runaway bride.
So they sting you too, the nanobots?
No, they're different types. The earlier news carriers were actual insects.
Oh.
I just got stung by an info bee. Fox created those. There were ticks, mosquitoes. What were we talking about?
News, man, news. So what kind of news do you get in 2050?
Well, there are about 250,000 news outlets, most of them inhalables. You know, crime blotters, sports, weather, porn. But now they're all mixed together. Actually, as we speak, I'm inhaling the New York Times Financial Lesbian Action Report.
Oh.
It really holds your attention for the 3 seconds it's on. I got to invest in that Dolphin Sports League.
All right, so I guess there's a Dolphin Sports League now.
Oh, yeah, Dolphin Sports Porn, Monkey Sports Porn, Giraffe Ball Porn. Oh. Hold on, man. There's a Michael Jackson bulletin that comes in every 3 minutes. Busted again?
He's still around?
Yeah, but he's fondling clones now. So now we're in this like gray zone as far as the ethical thing goes. I mean, we all use the pleasure clones. It's no secret. Really, how old is any clone? A couple weeks old, maybe.
Well, that's kind of creeping me out, buddy.
Mark, hey, how's it going, man?
What?
There's something I was going to tell you. I sent myself a brain mail. Hold on. Tell Mark to start carrying hand sanitizer. Lots of it.
Why?
You know, it wouldn't be fair to tell you why, because I know how you are, but I guess it wouldn't be fair of me not to tell you.
Yeah, that does worry me. How much hand sanitizer?
Well, if they've got it in a drum, buy that. I gotta go. Judy Woodruff Gone Wild is on.
Really?
Shake it, Judy. Yeah!
Progressive thought is a constant revolution.
Revolution.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic. 92.1.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Pass. So Mike in Seattle, paying attention to what the Bush bastard has been saying lately, sent me an email that says, after 14 Marines were killed in Iraq the other day, Bush had the audacity to say that, quote, the United States government will honor their loved one's sacrifice by completing the mission, end quote. Mike writes, I guess we can safely assume that despite Bush's infamous speech on the aircraft carrier, the mission wasn't accomplished 2 years ago. I'm curious just exactly what the mission is, Mike writes. If you take away Bush's mindless platitudes about freedom being on the march, there doesn't seem to be a clearly defined mission in Iraq. What is clearly defined is the deaths of more U.S. soldiers. These deaths are clearly etched in the faces of loved ones. Yesterday's newspaper pictures were heartbreaking. While the mission doesn't seem to exist except in the ethereal depths of Bush's consciousness, these deaths are all too real. Countless lives have been ripped apart because of this war that was based on a pack of lies. Of the seemingly inexhaustible series of Bush blunders in Iraq, perhaps the worst is the fact that he left massive Iraqi ammo dumps unguarded after the invasion. These high explosives were stolen by the insurgency and are now being used to kill U.S. soldiers. These very same explosives were probably used to kill the 14 soldiers from Ohio. So in my opinion, a Bush blunder directly caused the deaths of these U.S. soldiers. This and every other blunder were caused by Bush's massive arrogance and equally massive intellectual laziness. The blood of every death in Iraq is on Bush's hands. Throughout history, people with the unlucky combination of arrogance, stupidity, and power have caused terrible damage. Add Mr. Bush to the list. Thanks, Mike. Man. All right. I want to do a couple of calls here. When we come back after the next break, we're going to do Uncle Mike's Story Corner and then calls for the rest of the evening. Dave is calling from Chicago. Dave, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for letting me be on your show. I used to listen to your show a lot. I don't listen anymore because you're not on Sirius Radio anymore, and WCPT out of Crystal Lake shuts off at 9 o'clock, so unfortunately I'm relegated to listening to it on Sunday, the reruns, but I do follow your website religiously, so I try to keep in tune with things, you know, that way. Hey, Mike, got a question. It's something that's just been kind of like bugging me for a long time, and I've just been wondering, you know the Pigman Limbaugh?
Yeah.
You know, this guy boasted and bragged ad nauseum about, I'm going golfing and I'm a scratch golfer and blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, he was on OxyContin. So how is he going to realistically be able to use that as a defense, saying, well, I was incapacitated and I could barely move? And
I don't know, but I can't wait. I don't know, but I can't wait till the trial begins. I want to see this piggish thug in the dock somewhere. I want to see him be convicted. I'm against drug crimes, but this is not a drug crime. This is a crime of arrogance. I'm against sentencing people for drug crimes. Never mind. That's a whole different story. But as far as Russia's concerned, I want to see this guy go to prison for a long time. I want to see him have a cellmate who looks at Rush and says, "Hi, sweetheart, welcome to prison."
I mean, it's just insane. You know, this is a guy who just, you know, he's got that me attitude, and to hell with you.
Oh, well, of course, but isn't that Bush's attitude? That's all these neocons. The pig man has, for the past 12 years, spewed this filth out over America's airwaves. Until I can no longer suck wind, I will be so pissed off at Clear Channel Communications for putting this guy on the air back when they were called J-Corps Communications. What they unleashed on America was a foul stench of this man, Limbaugh, who's done nothing but corrupt the truth. It's just astonishing. And I'm always amazed that he's still on the air, that he still has millions of listeners, these bobbleheads who are willing to breathe in the stench day in and day out.
It's brain dead.
Oh, it's incredible. It's incredible. God, I feel so superior to him. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I want one more quick thing. I want George P. Bush, Bush's nephew.
Yeah?
I want him over in Iraq.
Never going to happen.
George doesn't have a son, so let's send him.
Nope. Never going to happen. These are privileged. The Bush crime family members are privileged.
But
they don't.
Freedom's on the march, and Barbara, well, she's not going to raise her beautiful little mind.
I hear you. Dave, thanks for checking in, pal. All right. Take care.
Another story.
It's quite another story.
I have a face the size of a washtub. And my ass is as big as Missouri.
Yes! This bastard is sick. He's a fat mom. This big and his ass is as big as Missouri.
Yes, Kirby Bob. Manipulating statements. Exaggerating truth. I can't believe they hate my show. Inspires. It's not just because I'm stupid. It's not just because I'm scum. It's just because Republicans are.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1. Free speech for free.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that's certified organic? It's called Cliff Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Cliff Bar is made with whole grains and real fruit and contains no trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Cliff Bar, the company, is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit cliffbar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Our fearless Republican leaders have bungled national security by outing CIA agents and underfunding Homeland Security. What's their next great idea? Bombing Muslim holy sites. Republican Congressman Tom Tancredo recently said the U.S. should respond to Islamic terrorism by trying to, quote, take out their holy sites, unquote. Wait, did he really mean bombing Mecca? Yep. Tancredo accuses anyone who disagrees of being a politically correct Al-Qaeda hugger. But you know what his critics really are? Realists. Realists who know that blowing up holy sites would fuel extremist anger. Who know that it's a wee bit irresponsible for a U.S. congressman to advocate bombing Islam's holiest city. By now, Tancredo should know indiscriminately attacking Arab cities and nations only helps fuel terrorism. Unfortunately, this is a lesson some Republicans have yet to learn. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
You've seen it in the newspapers, heard it on the radio, watched it on TV. The good news about Aleve. The good news about the strength and safety of Aleve. That just two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. No wonder Aleve is the number one pharmacist recommended pain reliever for the sixth year in a row. Ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Pharmacy Time survey among leading OTC oral medications for minor arthritis pain. Use as directed.
Leading progressive speakers are going to Fighting Bob Fest on September 10th. Here's a sneak peek on the Mike 92.1.
Mike McCabe, the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and one of the organizers of the People's Legislature, explains what to expect at this year's Fighting Bob Fest.
The first thing that Fighting Bob Fest does is provide inspiration. People who attend will have an opportunity to hear stories of resurgent activism across the state of Wisconsin. But then what we also plan to do is have people sign up for specific actions, including a direct action at the state capitol to push our reform agenda. We'd like to take 4,000 or 5,000 people to the Capitol then in late September and show the lawmakers in this state just how many people care deeply about the future of the state and how much people want change to occur. Fighting Bob La Follette, of course, is not only a Wisconsin icon, but he really created the foundation that made Wisconsin this place with clean, open, accountable, responsive, and progressive government. It's time not only to respond in the way that citizens responded in bringing Fighting Bob La Follette to power, but we have to start by remembering our inheritance. Fighting Bob La Follette gave us a state known for clean and open and progressive government. It's our responsibility now to recapture that legacy. And that's what the People's Legislature is all about, is creating a citizen movement to restore democracy and take back our government. This year's Fighting Bob Fest is going to be a homecoming for the People's Legislature. We've been having People's Legislature assemblies all across the state of Wisconsin, and we're going to use Fighting Bob Fest this year as a planning event for the next steps for the People's Legislature.
Join us Saturday, September 10th at Fighting Bob Fest at the Sauk County Fairgrounds in Baraboo. The mic will be broadcasting live. For more information, check out fightingbobfest.org.
Join us for Fighting Bob Fest on September 10th. This is the Mike 92.1. The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
Now, the White House had previously sworn up and down that Roe's not involved. But now it turns out he was. He told Matt Cooper. And this is about them lying us into war. If you don't think this is important, maybe you don't have a friend or relative over in Iraq.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
I'm sitting on a red velvet stool wearing a yellow bowler hat and holding a banana. All right? Oh, yeah, and I'm wearing a leash. A red velvet curtain opens and 200 vacant-eyed fat people sneer at me and tap the glass, even though the sign clearly says, "Please don't tap the glass." I hear a barker's voice. "Come on, come all, step right up and gaze upon Mark, the lovable radio freak. All the way from the wilds of New Mexico, this bizarre man-diva will astound you. Watch him battle to the death with hostile email. Watch him perform an amazing facsimile of radio talk show with teases and hard outs. You'll swear it's real. Watch Mark alienate his own kind by being too funny. Watch Mark bash organized religion and their phony gods. You won't want to miss Mark as he self-destructs with liberal guilt. His heartbreaking meltdowns will move you to tears. And don't forget his diet. You will witness this weight-conscious wonder eat carrots and kale raw. Then watch him shove chocolate cake into his mouth as fast as he can eat it, if there's any sitting within arm's length. You will hear Mark plug as many appearances at comedy clubs nationwide as often as 3 times an hour. 5 minutes with Mark and you'll want to take him home. Come on, Mark, do a little dance for the nice people. So I get up and dance a little hornpipe and then hold out my yellow bowler. The fat people fill it with rocks and chewed gum. So I throw my poop at them. I woke up and my bed was filled with bearded ladies. And that part was true. Not really.
Weeks away from the next inauguration. Counting down to the end. This is the Mike 92.1.
Target things easier and move more quickly, which means we need to be lighter and quicker or faster.
Yeah, sure does. All right, it's I think it's time once again, is it not? Well, good evening, children. Everybody in their snuggies, all settled down, ready to go night-night. It's time once again for Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Tonight, Uncle Mike's Story Corner is brought to you by our Humboldt County, California Bureau Chief, who hereinafter will be known as Greg. Greg writes, "Hi, Mike. I listen to the show every night, but I must admit I'm guilty of taking too passive a role in the program, and I haven't gotten in touch in a while, so I thought I'd drop you a line about this unbelievable local story about Republican corruption, hypocrisy, and generally disturbing behavior way out here in the hippie, pot-growing, liberal woods of Northern California. The story takes place in Westport, this beautiful little town about 4 hours north of San Francisco, on the northern coast of Mendocino County. It probably has a population of a couple of hundred folks, tops. It's a really sleepy little place, and not too much generally goes on here. Well, last month there was a wild story on the local radio about a guy named Alan Simon, who was sitting at home when out of nowhere someone fired a bunch of shots through the front door of his house. He was injured, but survived the attack. To those of us in the local area, it was shocking because we generally feel safe living in such a rural, progressive community. But at the same time, we do see our share of problems, unemployment and poverty, drug use and drug manufacture. Like much of rural America, methamphetamine use alone has dramatically changed the face of the culture around here. So everyone's immediate reaction was that some tweaker had just gone nuts. The reality of what happened turned out to be far more bizarre. The former chairman of the Westport Water District, a guy named Kenny Rogers, no relation I assume, was recalled last summer by local voters. I have no idea what it takes to get recalled as head of a very rural water district, but this guy must have been a real creep. It so happens that Mr. Rogers is also the chairman of the Mendocino County Republican Central Committee. What's the connection? Well, the guy the voters chose to replace Mr. Rogers was none other than Mr. Simon, who found himself dodging bullets in his own home, apparently as some sort of revenge attempt for taking over Mr. Rogers' job. Mr. Rogers has now been charged with hiring a paid gun to kill Mr. Simon, and from everything I can tell, he looks guilty as sin. During the investigation, searches of this Republican thug's various pieces of property revealed he was growing marijuana and in possession of illegal weapons. I guess Mr. Rogers doesn't carry as much weight as Karl Rove because the state Republican Party chairman has asked him to resign, a request he has refused. I don't even know why I find it surprising that this hypocritical Republican thug would sink to such lows, on the one hand championing the party of the culture of life, and at the same time hiring a hitman to kill someone the voters chose to replace him as water district chairman. The head of the party who insists that we continue to wage an absurd war on drugs that wreaks environmental and social havoc here in one of the primary marijuana-producing regions of the country, himself grows marijuana for a living! To me, Greg writes, it directly reflects the sociopathic behavior of Republicans on the national level who will lie, cheat, steal, and kill to achieve their goals, whether that goal is the President of the United States or Water Board Chairman for a couple hundred people. The nature of the contest, the ultimate goal in mind, seemingly all goes out the window when faced with the prospect of defeat. I think a Republican would shoot you in the face over a game of Monopoly if things were looking bad for him. Is this an indication of the next step in election fraud? If you can't beat him, shoot him? I think there must be something physically wrong with the minds of Republicans, Mike. Some genetic defect or an inability to digest some nutrient or vitamin that is essential to compassion and the ability to function in a society with one's peers. They are not like me. I could never be like this man, Kenny Rogers, I'm proud to say. Anyway, I thought you might find this interesting. And I don't imagine you had heard about the story as it's so local. Best wishes to you and Kathy. Happy birthday to Molly. I wish I could be in Atlanta with you this weekend. Thanks for everything you do. Take care. Greg. I just love little slices of Americana, don't you? Thanks, Greg. That was a great story. The water board chairman. Oh, my God. And what Greg was talking about being here in Atlanta, if you're in the Atlanta area this Saturday, join us for the Keep the Vote Alive March and Rally. It's sponsored by Rainbow Push Coalition. A lot of famous people will be here, and the most famous, of course, is Randy Rhodes. There's more information available at MikeMalloy.com under Action Alerts, so check it out, okay? Is this guy the Water Bureau or the Water Bureau Chairman or the Water Bong Chairman? Water District Chairman, okay. Turns out, but isn't that the truth? He grows marijuana for a living himself, and yet he's one of the people that's, you know, just so against drugs. It's just like the Republicans who are against abortion unless it's their wife or daughter that needs one. The Republicans who are in favor of war unless it's their son or daughter that might be required to go, right? It's the same story no matter where you live, even in the bucolic beautifulness of Mendocino County. I've been there. I drove up to Northern California a long time ago, up to the Redwood National Forest and all the way up to Fort Bragg, not North Carolina, but Fort Bragg, California. Beautiful country. Oh, my God. I stopped in Fort Bragg, matter of fact, and went to the local store. And this is a number of years ago. And the woman who was behind the, like a general store, and the woman behind the counter looked kind of like, like a free spirit kind of hippie type, if I may. And I walked in and said, "Hey, where can I get some good smoke?" And she said, "Beg your pardon, sir. This is a business establishment." That ended that discussion real quick. Oh, my God. All right. Back to the phone calls here. Brother Sky Blue is calling from Memphis, Tennessee again. Hey, Brother Sky.
Mike. You know the hippies are blanked at blanks, blank, blank. Mike, what is this now? We've got George Carlin came out with the words we couldn't say. Now what do we have? Letters we can't say. Can we say the letter F?
I think so.
So, Mike, you know, for my little brother, I've been listening to you for 20 years, but for his sake, will you swear over the air that you're not really the voice of Phil Henry?
I'm not. I swear to God, I'm not. I have no connection to Phil Henry. We both worked at the same radio station in Atlanta for a while. You need to get a good battery for your cell phone, but go ahead anyway.
Look up, Mike. You know, the world's getting to be a better place. I mean, we got zero trans gram fat in munchies now. You know what munchies are.
Yes, sir, I do.
Yeah, well, and Rachel Maddow's on the Carson Tucker Show. I mean...
He's gone again. What is he saying about Rachel Maddow on the Tucker Carlson Show? He's gone again. Brother Sky, someday, please call in on a landline. Well, he's homeless. He's a homeless street preacher. So he's probably, that's what he said. He's probably got one of those little cell phones that you buy at the local 7-Eleven, right? For $19.95. And then every phone call costs you $9 a minute, right? Brother Sky, please, put a charge on your cell phone before you call back in. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know how you're going to do it, pal. But if you have to break into someone's house, now that wouldn't be a good idea. But you know, maybe you can find some. I can see Brother Sky on the streets of Memphis and saying, sir, I'm not asking for a handout. Could I use your electric wall outlet for just a moment?
No, we just need to take up a collection to buy him, you know, a wireless plan that works.
He's just a true free spirit and a street preacher and a follower of Emanuel Swedenborg. And or a believer in, or I don't know, but he quotes a lot of Emanuel Swedenborg. It's just that you got to have a phone that works when you call in. And I'm sorry, Brother Sky, because I know it's probably hell living on the streets of Memphis down there on Beale Street. I think he lives on Beale Street, not far from the Mississippi River. And You know, there are no public plug-ins where you can charge up your phone, I don't think.
And a goatee, and if his eyes were pretty glazed, if he looked spaced out, would you buy his story? Would you believe he had an eye infection? And yeah, God looks baked. Yeah, God smells good. Yeah. What if God smoked cannabis? Hit the bong like some of us. Drove a skydive microbus. And
the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You'll find our talking points in the nonfiction section. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Sandra Oh was just wonderful in that film, at least so I heard.
Yeah, she was great.
How do you know?
I own that film. It deserved the buzz it got at Sundance. Incredible.
Did you download it from the internet or get a hot copy on Canal Street?
No, I'm a Film Movement member.
Film Movement?
Yeah, I joined Film Movement on the internet. For the cost of a movie ticket and popcorn, they send me a great new independent or foreign film on DVD every month.
How long do you get to keep it before you return it?
Forever, I own it.
You own it? No late fees?
None. Film Movement is like a book of the month club, but with great films, selected by a renowned board of curators from the world's top festivals like Cannes, Sundance, and Venice.
Film Movement?
Yeah, Film Movement.
Okay, but let me tell you about this incredible Moroccan film that I saw in this little theater in Boston.
I own it.
Let me guess, Film Movement.
Well, yeah.
Click on the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to FilmMovement.com to subscribe. That's the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to FilmMovement.com. Film Movement. Are you a member yet?
Order now at FilmMovement.com and receive a free Film Movement compilation of award-winning shorts, plus 20% off your order. Join today.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
You people on the right are mean. The conservative movement of this country has divided this country. The guy goes to Iraq, puts his ass on the line, gets shot out, maybe even takes a few lives or whatever under the name of the president and the policy, and comes back and does what? Run for office? What do you people do? You trash him.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
Hey, Maren. Sorry to interrupt you, buddy, but Future Mark is on line one.
Future Mark, great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's up? So what's going on in 2050 today?
Well, I'm getting my kidney replaced. It's been about 3 months, and I was at the hospital anyway, so I thought, you know, what the hell? But that's not really why I'm at the hospital.
So why are you at the hospital?
I had to bring my clone in because he hurt himself.
Oh, no. Is he, are they okay? I mean, are you guys okay? What happened?
Well, he's fine. They're always fine. I just, I kind of beat him up.
Whoa. You beat up your clone? Well, I'm sorry, buddy, but that's kind of creepy.
All right, well, look, you know how you spent all those years beating yourself up? Well, in 2050, that's all over, my friend. You just take it out on the clone. It's actually why most people have them anyway.
Wait, so in the future I have a clone, and I just use him as a punching bag?
Well, that's not what he's for. You know, he cooks, he cleans, he does the things you don't want to do. He attends events for me sometimes. He stands in line for stuff. I make him buy condoms. Yeah, stuff like that.
But mostly you just hit him.
You don't understand, Mark. Crime has gone way down because of clones. They take the brunt of people's frustrations. There's hardly any more domestic abuse now that you can kick your clone's ass instead.
Look, I'm sorry, man, but it just sounds exactly like domestic abuse to me.
No, it's not. They don't bleed or anything. They don't even feel physical pain. I even shot him once, and then I sent him out for pizza. The problem is, actually, you can hurt their feelings. I mean, they are still you, you know.
Mr. Marin, your clone is ready to go home now.
Oh, hey, Mark, my clone's here. Hold on. You told me he fell down the stairs, right? Like we said, right?
Wow, this is really weird. I mean, I don't want to judge you, but man. So is everybody like this to their clones?
Hey, I'm one of the nice ones, okay? I mean, I'm not a clonist or anything. I've even been to Clone Town, like, a bunch of times. As long as they know their place. You know what I'm saying? I mean, can you imagine if they could vote? Wow, that'd be awful.
Oh, man. Dude, I usually enjoy these conversations, but today you're really making me kind of sad. Kind of bummed, a little freaked out. But is there anything you want to tell me before I go?
Yeah, actually. Did you see the movie Signs?
You mean the one about the crop circles and the aliens?
Exactly. Okay. Okay, so here's what you need to do. You need to rent it again and kind of get the message. And just for your own peace of mind, you might want to have a super soaker filled with water on you pretty much all the time.
Okay, man. But look, be nicer to your clone.
Yeah, whatever. Later, man.
Later.
You're on the mic.
My favorite show is the Al Franken show, and 92.1 has just saved my life.
The Mic, 92.1.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour, Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program, and by the way, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, never mind. Hi, Marge.
My birthday was in May.
That's all right. Hi, Marge.
Hi there. Hi, y'all.
How are you? I'm doing fine.
Couple of comments and a question. I know I keep assigning you reading books, but if you don't have time to read the whole thing, at least read the last chapter in the epilogue. To Bush on the couch.
Okay.
Scary as hell. From the epilogue, let's see. There are, of course, diagnostic tests that might shed more objective light on his condition. Tests for paranoia, megalomania, cognitive capacity.
Wait a minute, you're talking about George Bush.
None other.
Oh, my God.
Learning styles and ADHD and for alcoholism.
Uh-huh.
Further down on the page, he is our employee. As conscientious Americans, we must recognize that our employee is an incompetent leader who is unconsciously bent on destroying our national business.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other thing, you have a subscription to Harper's, don't you?
Yes.
Did you read Lepham's article this month in August?
Which was... What was,
It was about, it started out about, Mark Feld. It was called Moving
On. Oh, yes. His, I have to tell you, Lewis Lapham, whose essay style I dearly love, is such a dense writer.
Oh.
If you know what I mean. It's very difficult for a basically uneducated person like me to follow. What he's saying. I have to read him very slowly, and then my mind tends to reject most of what he said as soon as I've read it, because he writes very densely, very descriptively, but also with sentences. Oh my God, he has compound subjects that just go on forever, and so you have to always tell me what Lewis Lapham, just give me an idea what he wrote about, and then I can say, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, well, you know, and then he ends up talking about Joseph Goebbels and the Death Star and like that.
Yes, right.
It was fascinating. Yes, very deep indeed. So, not having cable, can you fill me in on what the fight was between Novak and Carville?
Carville said something about Novak... it wasn't exactly what he said. It was a subtext. The subtext was that Novak is a coward and has to act macho so the people on the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal won't make him look like the coward that he is. And so Novak he didn't really explode. He just said the BS word and got up and took his mic off. But here's the addendum to the story. The interviewer what was the program? Inside Politics, Ed Henry, the interviewer was about to ask Novak, according to Ed Henry, he said he was about to ask him about the Valerie Plame affair.
Mm-hmm.
So it appears that one school of thought is Novak just stood up, pulled the pin on a stink bomb, dropped it on the table, and walked out. But he's been suspended by CNN. Finally, he ought to be fired, and he ought to be indicted. And I think he ought to be Rush Limbaugh's cellmate when they both go to prison.
Him and Karl Rove.
Yeah, well, Karl Rove. I want
he's
Karl.
He's got to commit a felony before he goes off to that.
Every time he breathes, he's committing a felony.
Well, there's that too. I mean, these people are so entrenched with their own divine right omnipotence and the infliction of pain on others that...
You know, back when was the Magna Carta presented to the King of England in
1200 something,
the 13th century, and all the terms and conditions that were laid out by the nobles. Granted, the Magna Carta did not really do any a whole lot of good for the serfs and the peasants, but it did begin the establishment of common law, the codification of common law, and it seems like the Bush crime family. Well, they never heard of the Magna Carta, and if they did, they would probably think it was an oil company someplace. But everything that they do is in violation of law that's 700, 800 years old. It's just astonishing. English law, white people, nobility. You would think they would follow white people's law.
There's another little sidebar that it just crossed my mind. About a week or so ago, I read where, he's a prince. Bandar, is that his name? The round-faced little chubby fellow that was sitting on the armchair?
There you go, Prince Bandar, yeah.
Yeah, with Bush just before he bombed Baghdad.
Yeah, Bush explained to Bandar what he was going to do before he told the American people.
Funny about that. He suddenly resigned and went back home to Saudi Arabia.
Yes, he did.
And then, lo and behold, the old king died.
Yes.
And now what's going on? I mean, are we going to have a new one? Is he going to be banished to the camels in the lower part of the realm, or what's the deal?
Prince Bandar had to go home to assist in the injection of the poison that finally got rid of this guy who's had a stroke 10 years ago. The guy who is now the acting head of the new king, or whatever the hell they're called, the new leader of Saudi Arabia, is one of the half-brothers. I think the king had like 40 or 80 or 1,000 half-brothers.
Well, everybody that ran the place was related.
Yeah, they were. That's kind of like living in Alabama. You know, all the DNA is the same. Hey, Marge, thanks. We got to go. You have a nice evening, okay?
Yeah.
All right, you too. Always good to hear from Helen, Marge. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Radio.
Which of the following statements is not true? Shopping for music online is fun. Shopping for clothes online is fun. Shopping for car insurance online is fun. What do you mean shopping for car insurance online isn't fun? Go to Geico.com. It's quick, it's easy, and in no time at all, you could save hundreds on your car insurance. Now be honest, what's not fun about that? Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You've seen it in the newspapers, heard it on the radio, watched it on TV. The good news about Aleve. The good news about the strength and safety of Aleve. That just two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. No wonder Aleve is the number one pharmacist recommended pain reliever for the sixth year in a row. Ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Pharmacy Times survey among leading OTC oral medications for minor arthritis pain. Use as directed.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Karl Rove is guilty of treason. I believe he is. Much of America believes he is. The Republicans are trying to spin it differently, though the White House is stonewalling out of fear that they will see the man behind the curtain for who he is, a traitor. Am I right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Morning's Edition, from 5 to 8. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
I'm Randy Rhodes from the Air America Radio Network, and I'm on the mic.
The Mike 92.1, WXXM, Sun Prairie, Madison.
A public
public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. If you've got an old cell phone laying around the house, recycle it. It's easy, it's free, best of all, it's good for the environment. Learn more at calltorecycle.com. That's call, the number two, recycle.com. Or call toll-free at 877-2-RECYCLE. Please, answer the call to recycle.
CNN Radio News, I'm Lee Guerin. About a month after the attacks in London, Osama bin Laden's second-in-command makes a videotaped statement. CNN Radio's Matthew Chance.
Ayman al-Zawahiri has appeared in a videotaped message broadcast initially on the Arabic language Al Jazeera television network, blaming Tony Blair, the British Prime Minister, for those attacks and, of course, threatening more strikes on the British capital.
Zawahiri also warns that America will see terror far worse than the 9/11 attacks. The names of 20 of the 21 Marines killed in Iraq this week have been released by the Pentagon, our Jamie McIntyre reports.
The U.S. military announced that four more U.S. troops died in Iraq this week. That makes this the deadliest period for U.S. forces since the war began back in 2003.
President Bush has expressed condolences and says he's thinking of the family members of U.S. Marines killed in Iraq this week. 14 Marines were killed in roadside bomb attack Wednesday. Another roadside bomb attack left three U.S. soldiers dead in Baghdad. They were part of the Georgia National Guard. A proposed spacewalk to fix another problem on the shuttle Discovery has been called off. CNN Radio's John Zarrell at the Johnson Space Center.
This one to repair a torn thermal blanket under one of the cockpit windows. The concern was it might rip away completely on reentry, then slam back into the orbiter, possibly causing significant damage. But after extensive tests, officials concluded there's nothing to worry about.
Police in Britain arrested two more people, this time women, in connection with the botched bombings in London. The two sisters are accused of not giving information that would have helped in the investigation. Chief U.S. Supreme Court Justice William Rehnquist was briefly hospitalized Thursday with a fever. It was his second emergency treatment in several weeks. This is CNN Radio News.
Can a moderate leadership emerge in a post-Arafat Palestinian society where children are recruited to be suicide bombers? Will the U.S. play a greater role in the quest for peace in the Middle East? How are American Jews and the issues we care about affected by Bush's presidency? What do Larry David, Natalie Portman, Jon Stewart, and Madonna all have in common? Who makes the best kosher hot dogs? Read the foreword and find out. Keep up with tradition and what's new and changing. Enjoy award-winning reviews and arts coverage, exclusive reporting on stories found nowhere else, provocative editorials and news analysis on issues affecting all of us. More than ever, we need to stay in touch, and there's no better way than reading the foreword, the nation's Jewish newspaper. Subscribe today and get 4 weeks free when you order 26 weeks for just $12.95. Not satisfied? Write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call for the foreword, 800-796-9400. That's 800-796-9400.
Federal agents in the Miami-Dade County area of Florida have arrested more than two dozen people for trying to obtain OxyContin for distribution. CNN Radio's Susan Candiotti reports some of those arrested were close to students.
Because more than half of the 29 people charged are school bus drivers and attendants, investigators are calling this investigation Operation School Bus Stop. Authorities again stressing there is no evidence any of those charged distributed oxycodone, also known as OxyContin, to children.
Two former New York City detectives once accused of being hitmen for the mafia have been indicted on charges of murder in the 1986 killing of a jewelry merchant. The dead man's remains were found under a garage floor in Brooklyn early this year. The U.S. State Department has reissued a warning that terrorist groups continue to carry out attacks against U.S. interests in the Middle East. Be careful of travel. This is news from CNN Radio. The New York Civil Liberties Union has filed suit to stop the random bag searches in subway stations. Kerry Baumgartner has that story.
The lawsuit against the NYPD is on behalf of five subway riders who said that they were offended when police searched their bags without suspicion. One of them, an attorney and the son of a retired police captain, called the practice extortion and says he is now nervous at the sight of police officers. The suit claims that the searches violate the rights of commuters on the subway system, but Mayor Michael Bloomberg says he believes the searches will be
upheld by the court. Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio, New York.
Rates on 30-year mortgages have increased to the highest level since mid-April. It's the fifth consecutive week those rates have risen. America's job climate is apparently on the mend. At least it looks like it. Last week, fewer people signed up for unemployment benefits. Economists had predicted those claims would go up. I'm Lee Guerin. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
The president has made a comment to Reuters that he has complete confidence in Karl Rove. These are the strongest words the president has come out with since this CIA leak investigation has been taking place at the Justice Department, probably because he knows he's not going to get indicted. They're in the clear on that. The president would have never spoken like that.
Straight talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
This is Mike Love of the Beach Boys. America, we need to plant more trees.
You can make the air taste fresher. Breathe as deeply as you please. Make the world a better place. Protecting our good earth with trees. Help the Arbor Day Foundation plant more trees across the nation. Plant a tree today for all the world to share.
Go online to arborday.org.
A humble and obedient servant of the truth. On Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
It's about 7 past the hour. I got an email here from Paul, who says a couple of things, but he also says, I'm from New York and currently living in California. I heard about the March on Washington scheduled for September 24th on your program. I booked a flight back east and made reservations in Washington. I haven't heard a word about this on any other Air America show. While I understand you're having a march in Atlanta this Saturday, people have to make arrangements and plans for September. I'm afraid it will be a small turnout. Please mention this to the powers that be at your march this weekend and ask Randy to mention it on her show. Thank you, Paul, and his last name. We have an action alert at MikeMalloy.com. I don't know what the other programs on this network or any place else, for that matter, has been saying about it, but I appreciate your email, Paul. It's September 24th, 5th, and 6th in D.C. Go to UnitedForPeace.org. Is that the website, Kathy? UnitedForPeace.org. It's the site is United for Peace and Justice. But it's going to be 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And Saturday is the massive march, rally, and anti-warfare. So, yeah, once again, check it out. But I would think, Paul, that while you may not hear anything on the air, word is getting out. I don't think it's going to be a small turnout at all. I think it's going to be massive. Okay, Symbol Man is checking in. TakeBackTheMedia.com, one of our personal heroes on this program. Symbol Man, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Mike?
If I were feeling any better, I'd probably be arrested for using drugs.
Well, I think somebody else is on drugs. It might be Novak.
Oh, wasn't that a hoot?
He needs to check his meds.
He needs to check something.
Well, you know, that guy's a maniac. One of the reasons I called is Take Back the Media was filming during the New Hampshire primaries in New outside of a restaurant in New Hampshire, and Novak actually assaulted a man right in front of the restaurant for calling him a traitor.
Right, and you got that on tape, didn't you?
Well, the person that was filming it was standing behind me, and they were shorter than me, but we got the aftermath, and then we took the guy over to the Kucinich headquarters and had him explain what had happened. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of footage of me going over banging on the CNN bus and saying, hey, Novak, you know, get out here and apologize to this guy.
Yeah. That happened, didn't it?
Tucker Carlson, no, he hid inside. He sent some little girl out to tell me, you know, well, I don't know. Who's Novak? It's like Onion today, you know. Karl Rove, White House denies Karl Rove exists.
Did you send that to me? Somebody sent me that article from The Onion. White House denies Karl Rove exists. It is funny as hell. Go to theonion.com, everybody, and read this. It is hysterical.
Well, one other thing I did is... Well, we went down to the police station, and we signed the papers and brought charges against Novak.
Right.
So those papers are there. If someone wants to go to the New Hampshire paper, Smoking Gun, whoever can get those, and get those papers, they would be wonderful reading.
Well, what happened to the warrant you swore out?
Well, the guy didn't have any money. He really couldn't go after him. I mean, what can he do?
I see.
What can he do? You know, I mean, we went down and filed the papers. We had a millionaire with us, and he had talked about doing it, but he moved on to 911 stuff.
Oh, it was a civil lawsuit.
Right.
Oh, I mean, okay.
This was an attack. You're not allowed to touch anybody who doesn't want you to touch them. We asked an officer, and, you know, that guy shoved him 10 feet on the ice.
Well, why didn't you seek or the person who got shoved? Why didn't he seek criminal charges against Novak?
Well, I don't know. We went down to the police station and just you know arranged, filled out the forms, you know, for an assault charge. I don't know exactly what what papers he filled out. We were witnesses. We were there. I caught the guy. I got a back problem. I lived in Fairbanks for 10 years. We're standing there in the coldest winter that New Hampshire had seen in recorded history on ice. And Novak could have broke this guy's neck.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And then in the Washington Post, Novak is saying the guy shoved him. Well, I was standing there, and Novak was 10 feet away from the guy. He ran at him, shoved him on the ice. I caught this big guy, and then Novak cocked his fist back to hit him. And I've worked in 2 nut houses. I've never seen a face like that.
You've worked in 2 what?
2 nut houses, and I have never seen a face like that before. Novak was completely out of his mind. A grand jury was leaning on him real hard.
You mean you've worked in 2 asylums?
Yeah. Yeah, I work there. The people say, okay. Are you sure you just work there? I said, yes, I work there.
Well, I just... Well, oh, never mind. All right, what's going to happen to Novak now?
He's fired, right? Basically, they put him in.
He's on indeterminate suspension. I'm amazed they let this guy stay as long as he stayed. But I think the reason for it is that Novak has been in the employ of the CIA. He's another one of those journalists with quotes around the word. Who have been signed up by the CIA to keep an eye on things. That's how he gets his information. Not the Valerie Plame thing, but that's how he gets his information.
He got booted off the original George Bush Sr. Karl Rove got fired during George Bush Sr.'s run because he leaked information to Novak before.
Right, right.
And the other thing about Novak to remember is if you look at everything he's written about covert agents, he knows exactly the wording that you can and cannot use.
Yeah.
So he purposefully did this.
Well, when you...
Movie, and I sent you a preview of it called Rove's War.
You sent it to me?
I sent it to you and everybody at Air America. It's a 12-minute preview of Rove's War that Take Back the Media is doing as a DVD.
How did you send it? You sent it...
I sent it to Julie Bell, I believe her name was, and she was going to distribute it to everybody there. Randy and everybody else, so they get a shot at it. It was shown at the 300 Downing Street townhouse, house party.
Right, right. Well, I haven't seen it, and I'll ask Kathy to check with Julie and find out where in the hell it is, because I haven't seen it. I'd love to see it.
Or you can go to the site. If you go to Take Back the Media, we've got the preview at the site.
Oh, okay. TakeBackTheMedia.com, and you can look at it there, right?
You can look at the Carl Rove 12-minute preview online, and we're just asking for donations to cover my costs because I'm traveling to all of these Conyers events and filming them.
Right, right.
And basically, I use my rent money and hoping I get back to them. I'm not going to see my furniture in the street, but, man, I'm not going to let this stuff go by.
I hear you. I hear you, Simple Man.
There's no way. This is Watergate. This has got to be documented because it's happening, folks.
It is indeed. Well, that's why I said you're one of the personal heroes as far as this program is concerned. You're one of my personal heroes because you're doing what you're doing. My excuse is I have a one-year-old kid. There's not a whole lot I can do right now.
I got a six-month-old baby boy, and I'll tell you, that's the sacrifice.
You have a six-month-old?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, there goes, thanks a lot, Symbol Man. There goes my excuse right down the crapper, right?
Get a camera. Get out there. No, you're busy. You're doing the good stuff right there.
Yeah, all right. Well, listen.
You're doing right where you're at.
Thanks for checking in, and let's have everybody go to takebackthemedia.com and take a look at this. Symbol Man, we'll see you around, all right?
All right. Thanks, Mike. Keep it up.
Take care of yourself. There's a lot of video geniuses out there. I happen to know a couple of them. He's one. Eric Blumrich is another. Thank God for these guys. You know what I'm saying? All right. Who's next in the barrel here? Jason is calling from North Carolina. Jason, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Gosh, I don't know where to begin. I guess I was going to comment. I live right in between Camp Lejeune and Cherry Point.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And, yeah, man, it's crazy, man. I guess...
Can I get you hold on for a second? I got to do a break here, Jason.
Oh, that's fine, man.
I'll come right back, okay? All right, stay right there. Don't go away. Stay with us, Truth Seeker. This is Air America.
W stands for white. And phone your friends to raise your bail. But when we haul your pretzel-eating ass to jail, the Supreme Court, you and good old Kenny Boyle, versus we the people of the USA. Well, you got your war, just like dear old dad. Another kid's crusade to kill an American.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Madison's progressive talk. Forward thinking, just like Madison. The Mike 92.1.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, the walls look brighter, the furniture looks fabulous, the colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
Come in and save 10% on all Philips Natural Light products at the Home Depot this month.
Hollywood's greatest action hero is now on DVD.
420, ready for takeoff.
John Wayne in two of his most memorable films, the Academy Award winning The High and the Mighty.
I like the way you said that.
And the epic story of aviation and survival, Island in the Sky.
Anything. Mind you, anything can happen up here, Murray.
Both films are now on special edition DVD. Redefine your DVD collection with the man who defined the term movie star. And look for more John Wayne films available from Paramount Home Entertainment.
Morning Sedition.
The Al Franken Show. Proving the truth is entertaining.
Amazing what happens when you're tired or drunk.
Al, it's sort of a slur when you continually assert that he is drunk.
I wasn't slurring.
Al.
I'm joking. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke about the
22.1. How are you doing in this fiscally irresponsible Republican era? Who do you got there, Chris?
Yeah, Mark, this is a little weird. We have you on line one.
Hello?
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Dude. I'm calling from 50 years in the future.
That's possible? Well, cool.
I knew you wouldn't be freaked out about this, man. I mean, you're a visionary.
Well, hey, thanks, man. I never get that. So tell me, how did you, I, How did this happen?
Well, look, time travel is hard to explain, so let me simplify it. You know how you get 5 bars on your cell phone? Well, this is the 6th bar, and that's actually all I can tell you without messing up the time-space continuum thing.
All right, well, I'm good with that. That's cool. What's going on, man?
All right, well, this is weird. You know how they said the price of gasoline would go up a penny a day for, like, forever?
Yeah.
It did. Straight on through the fuel riots of 2020, and now a gallon of gas costs about $182.
I knew it. God, that's ridiculous.
Well, not really. Not really, if you think about it. Movie tickets are around $300, but you got to factor in everyone makes about $500K a year now.
Wow. Do we?
We'll talk about that off air. But the gassing, people give it to each other as gifts, man. Married couples register at Texaco. People leave their gas tanks to their grandkids in their wills. It's like diamonds used to be before we learned how to make them out of meat.
What?
Never mind. The point is, gas is very valuable.
So, hey, Future Mark, hey, buddy, you're breaking up here. What, they haven't fixed cell phone reception yet?
Since the comet hit, the planet slips off its axis every couple of hours, so there's a big shift. Some tidal waves and stuff, everybody grabs onto something, a couple of species drop out, you get used to it. All right, see? There, it stopped.
All right, so now the important stuff. What do I look like 50 years from now?
Well, the good news is, the stretch pants are very slimming. I'm just busting your hump, man. Look, we look the same, buddy. Everyone looks great in the future. I had a date with a 73-year-old last night. Smoking hot. Chicks not aging really opens up the whole playing field.
I'm not married anymore?
Oh, yeah, you're married. But you're not dead, buddy. Don't worry, man. After the whole AIDS thing got cured, the whole monogamy thing was like, you know, what's the point? Hey, you know, when scientists disproved the Bible, all that went out the window. Well, listen, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, talk to you later. That was a weird experience.
You know, you really haven't changed.
It's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour, Big Dave from Queens had an opinion on Novak. He writes, "Dear Mike, Carville's comment to Novak about acting tough touched the rawest nerve in Novak. Right-wing conservatives like Novak are cowardly bullies who seek to pick on people who they feel are weak. But Novak, like Roe, Bush, Rumsfeld, Cheney, Bolton, and all like-minded neocons, are cowards who only bully because they are afraid that somebody will see them for the weak girly men that they really are. When surrounded by a group of buddies, they have big mouths and talk tough. But you just know that if one of these conservatives had to go to Guantanamo Bay for their crimes, they would be the biggest criers and whiners in the cell. You know that if these neocons had to face an ordinary Iraqi one-on-one in the middle of Baghdad, they'd start skipping away and crying that they want to go home." Yeah, that's a given about right wingers. They're basically cowardly little kids who have been brought up wrong, so they're afraid of everything. Yeah, of course. That's why right-wingers are just so useless. They're just such whiners or crybabies. They have no courage whatsoever. None. I think that's one of the reasons they like guns so much. I don't like guns. I have guns, but I don't like them. It's why they love guns. It's why they hide in these concocted religions. Yada, yada, yada. Back to Jason in North Carolina. Jason, I'm sorry, I just got off on a tangent there.
That's right, man. I understand, I guess.
That's right. Okay. Now, where were we? You live between Camp Lejeune and Fort Bragg, or Camp Lejeune and Parris Island?
Camp Lejeune and Cherry Point.
Cherry Point, okay.
Both Marine bases.
Both Marine bases, right.
Yeah, and I don't know, man. I guess that's my kind of first time calling. I just started listening to your show yesterday on the internet, so. But I enjoy it. Anyway, yeah, it's kind of weird out here. I know a lot of, I'm not a Marine, but I work with a lot of them, talk mm-hmm. to a lot of them. And man, I'm gonna tell you, man, they're coming back messed up, like messed up in the head, all kinds of stuff. I worked with a guy who, he went to Afghanistan twice in 1 year, and they were getting ready to send him to Iraq, and all he was talking about was how he was going to get killed and he wasn't going to come back. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of guys who come back, and there's some guys who want to come back and, like, they'll burn their clothes so they don't have to remember nothing, start with a clean slate. But man, I mean, most of the guys you that come back, at least like doing the grunt work, they come back messed up.
I've heard that the official numbers are that one in three of returning Iraq War veterans have some sort of mental problem or mental instability. You think it's higher than that, huh?
Who knows? The bad thing, man, is like a lot of these guys, the young guys, I mean, I'm 24, most of these guys are probably about 20, 19. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, I mean, it's, you know, some have families, and, you know, I was at, not too long ago, down in Fort Bragg, just down the road, some guys came back and, you know, murdered their wives and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, I remember that. You have friends that have served, or just people that you work with or come in contact with, or what?
A little bit of both.
What seems to be their general attitude? Are they glad? Not glad they went, but are they support? Do they support the idea of the war? Or don't they even have an idea what the idea is?
I think it's more like some do, some don't. I'll be honest with you. Most, I guess, to cope with the situation, you know, kind of. How can I put it? I don't know how to put it. I mean, just to cope with the fact that they have to go over there, that
right.
they have to get a job done. But
right, now, what about this? Because a lot of people bring this up. We don't have a conscripted army. Anyone who is in, especially the Marine Corps, you don't join the Marine Corps if you want to deliver mail. You join the Marine Corps with the idea that you're going to go someplace and fight, right? Except, you know, maybe Marine Corps Reserves, maybe that's a different thing. But now, you know, Army National Guard, that used to be a place where you served your country, but you didn't serve directly in a combat zone unless that combat zone was Fayetteville or Raleigh. You understand
right.
what I'm saying with that?
Okay,
when you talk about Marines...
I mean, it is a different breed, don't get me wrong, overall.
But that idea, you don't, and I'm curious about this. I'm not trying to challenge you. I'm just curious. Somebody who joins the Marine Corps, surely to God they understand that they're joining a fighting force that is always the first into combat, always. So when they come back and they're discombobulated or freaked out or whatever. I'm trying to get my mind around it. You understand what I'm saying here?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you.
It shouldn't be a surprise when somebody, you know.
I think it can be a surprise. If you've never seen war and you see it for the first time, no matter who you are, it's going to be a surprise.
Well, there you go. Well, I'm glad you found the program, Jason. I hope you call again, all right?
No problem. Thank you.
All right, sir. Take care.
Our leaders say it's of no concern to us, as long as we get our hands on that greasy, slimy stuff. For the love of oil, we lost 4,000 people.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Find out more about authors and guests at themike921.com. This is the Mike 92.1.
Here are two things you could do right now on Geico.com. One, you could see the gecko do the robot. Two, see how much you could save on your car insurance. And when you think about it, it's really a valuable use of your time. I mean, when was the last time you saw a gecko do the robot? Come to think of it, when was the last time your car insurance company actually saved you money? Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Our fearless Republican leaders have bungled national security by outing CIA agents and underfunding Homeland Security. What's their next great idea? Bombing Muslim holy sites. Republican Congressman Tom Tancredo recently said the U.S. should respond to Islamic terrorism by trying to, quote, take out their holy sites, unquote. Wait, did he really mean bombing Mecca? Yep. Tancredo accuses anyone who disagrees of being a politically correct Al-Qaeda hugger. But you know what his critics really are? Realists. Realists who know that blowing up holy sites would fuel extremist anger, who know that it's a wee bit irresponsible for a U.S. congressman to advocate bombing Islam's holiest city. By now, Tancredo should know indiscriminately attacking Arab cities and nations only helps fuel terrorism. Unfortunately, this is a lesson some Republicans have yet to learn. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Whatever you're doing this summer...
Yeah, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
Are you on the mic? Call Madison's Progressive voicemail at 663-7291.
Spencer Black brought up a very good point about cutting the legislature in half. I'd like to throw the bums out and throw away the key.
This is the Mike 92.1. She's fed up with the right. Aren't you? The Randy Rhoads Show, here on the Mike 92.1.
So the admitted Bush clone Republican beat the Iraqi war vet Democrat in the special congressional election in Ohio on Tuesday. Yeah, it's disappointing, and yeah, I still think they cheated. And we know for a fact that they lied about Mr. Hackett, but you know what? Republicans are still in trouble there. See, this was a heavily Republican district. Last time, George Bush won it with 64% of the vote. But Gene Schmidt, the Republican, the one that hooked her wagon to George Bush, only squeaked by with a little less than 52%. And here's something else that's interesting. Schmidt got her strongest support from affluent suburbs around Cincinnati. But her opponent, a plain-spoken Marine named Major Paul Hackett, won the rural counties. Rural voters are usually pretty conservative voters, but the Republicans lost them this time, and that tells you something. Democrats can take back a lot of congressional seats next year if they do what Hackett did and just say what they believe. He called Bush what he was, a chicken hawk and a cheerleader for the enemy, for saying bring it on. He slammed policies on tax cuts in a time of war and privatization of Social Security. And guess what? He didn't apologize for any of it. And he came within a point of beating that woman. 4,000 votes different. The chicken hawks got out the vote this time, but the voters are not happy with the Republican Party. Democrats could really win next year if we start being plain-spoken and playing hardball. I'm Randy Rhoads, and I approve this message.
Randy Rhoads, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1 and the Mike921.com. Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
Once again with the fog of lies.
This whole story has been a fog of lies.
The fog of lies. You can't really discern what's true and what's a lie anymore.
It's all foggy.
Amorphous and foggy.
The
fog of lies.
Because of
that she's
you.
Creating. Ooh, look over there.
Luke, you are hypnotized by the giant Adam's apple. Look.
Stephanie Miller.
Wow.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right. On August 16, the INS arrested Zacharias Moussaoui, a flight school student who seemed to have little interest in learning to take off or land a plane. The arresting agent wrote that Moussaoui seemed like, quote, the type of person who could fly something into the World Trade Center. Trying to pique the interest of FBI headquarters in Washington, a Minneapolis FBI agent wrote that a 747 loaded with fuel could be used as a weapon. If this information had been shared and analyzed, for example, by a newly founded Homeland Security agency, it might have sparked memories of the Clinton-thwarted 1996 Al-Qaeda plot to hijack an American commercial plane and crash it into CIA headquarters. On August 26, still on the ranch, Bush discussed with reporters the difference between his two dogs. Spot's a good runner. You know, Barney, terriers are bred to go into holes and pull out varmint. And Spotty chases birds. Spotty's a great water dog. I'll go fly fishing this afternoon on my lake. And you know something? He did just that. Among those left to swelter in the D.C. heat that August was one Thomas J. Pickard. No fly fishing for him.
Randy Rhodes, Janine and Sam, Mike Malloy. They're on the Mike 92.1.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's coming from the fields, but this ain't exactly real. Or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay. Democracy is coming to the USA.
It's about 25 before the hour. Regarding what Jason in North Carolina was just talking about, one of our listeners sent this to me, Brent. And this is happening with alarming regularity all of a sudden. Mike, here's a copy of a news item about an Iraqi war vet who just returned home and leaving killed himself and his wife. These sorry Bush bastards do truly have blood all over them. This is from Denver. A soldier who returned from Iraq 9 days earlier apparently shot and killed his wife and then himself at their home near Fort Collins. Army officials said Thursday. PFC Stephen Sherwood, 36, and his wife were found dead Wednesday. Army spokesman D. McNutt said the wife's name was not released. The couple's eight-month-old child was in the care of a neighbor. Reported hearing gunshots at about 3:45 in the afternoon Wednesday. Sherwood had returned from Iraq on 25th July after spending nearly a year there and was on leave at the time of the shootings. He was a Cannon crew member in the 2nd Brigade Combat Team based at Fort Carson, had a home in Fort Collins, a city about 130 miles north of the post. Sherwood enlisted in the Army in January 2004. Steve Johnson, a neighbor, said Sherwood told him Tuesday he and his wife were having a hard time over their plans to move to Colorado Springs. The friend, Johnson, said that the wife was not looking forward to moving. The 2nd Brigade Combat Team lost 68 soldiers during its tour in Iraq. Sherwood was at least the second Fort Carson-based soldier to commit suicide shortly after serving there. I don't know how that happens. I know there's a way to find out. Just do the research. But someone who survives a combat zone for a year and comes home and commits murder and suicide, I can't quite get my mind around that. I'm not trying to be cold here, but murder maybe. Suicide, if you've survived a war zone, a combat war zone as messed up as Iraq is, how does that happen? I said earlier tonight, and I'll say it again and again and again, this hypocritical little rat that is on vacation once again, 50 times in 5 years now he's gone to his little vacation hidey hole down in Crawford, Texas. But every time this little rat steps up to a microphone and talks about they didn't die in vain, or how much he cares about these soldiers and the families, and you know he has to hug a mom and all that stuff. You know that lying SOB. He's a lying SOB. He couldn't care less. You know it. I know it. Let's not play word games. George W. Bush wouldn't give a tinker's damn how many people died. You want proof? Ask Cindy Sheehan. What was it that Cindy said when she went to invited to the White House? Was it the White House? As a mother of a dead young soldier, and Bush walks in. Well, who are we honoring today? Pig! What a pig! What a pig! What a pig! He stands out there with whatever visiting head of state happens to be sucking up to him for whatever reason and makes his half-witted, moronic comments, disrespectful comments about dead soldiers, dead Marines. People who would not be dead, save for the fact that George W. Bush murdered them. God, I hate him. God, I hate this administration. All right, back to the phone calls. I'm sorry. Mary is calling from Maryland. Mary, thanks for holding on. I know you've been holding on forever. Appreciate your patience.
Yes, I wanted to comment on an overlooked reason for war, Catherine Harris, and my nasty run-in with Clarence Thomas. People overlook how Christians probably just really love the abstinence that war imposes on couples. You know, not only the geographic separation that occurs, but also the soldiers and civilians that are so severely maimed, they practice plenty of abstinence because nobody wants to marry them or their spouses leave them. Or if they die, then they practice permanent abstinence, unlike the Muslim martyrs who get 72 virgins, which kind of relates to my next issue, Catherine Harris. Normally, I would...
Wait, let me ask you something. You really don't believe that 72 virgin nonsense,
do
you?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't.
Okay, good.
Normally, I would defend women for the way they look, because I grew up disfigured and I wear makeup. And I have gone through a tremendous amount of harassment for not being perfect. I got a lot of harassment from people like Catherine Harris and Ann Coulter growing up and in the workforce, who thought of themselves as much better, much prettier than me. And they criticized me for both wearing makeup and then not getting enough plastic surgery, you name it. I couldn't please them.
Yikes.
So when I hear them being, people like them being criticized, I feel a certain amount of secret pleasure, but...
I hear you.
My mother disfigured me on purpose. She had Munchausen by proxy syndrome, and she was
That's awful, awful, awful.
She was driven to it by the Catholic Church. She was not allowed to use birth control to save her own life, and she feared another pregnancy would kill her, so she came up with a bright idea to make me look like I had a horrible skin disease that was genetic.
Oh, my
God.
So she
made my dad practice abstinence. So I had to go to school looking like a human lobster. And I looked like that for about 15 years, and I started wearing makeup and sneaking off to plastic surgeons, and my family tried to have me put away for trying to look human. I've had a really hard time. And in the workforce, I encountered a lot of discrimination, which leads me to Clarence Thomas. I took an open and shut unequal pay case to him back when he was the head of the EEOC. Here in Washington area. And he threw my case out. He was very nasty. He kept pounding the table, screaming, "No, you don't have a case," and he threw me out of his office. And as I was leaving, he made some nasty remarks about my makeup and face. So basically, I did not deserve, in his opinion, equal pay, because my anti-abortion, pro-life mother scarred my face for the sake of holy abstinence. So, and I would have loved to have testified against him during his confirmation hearings, but I was lucky enough at that point to have three freelance jobs, which I was feverishly working at, because that was my sole source of income for plastic surgery, because the Catholic Church does not make restitution to women that are disfigured by their so-called pro-life Munchausen by proxy, disfigure old maid so that they'll stay old maid policies. You know, you hear about victims of priest molestation getting compensated, but the Magdalene sister type situations don't get compensated. I just really fear for this country. I'm afraid that what I've been through, I'll see other people going through it as well. You know, I think of soldiers that are maimed in war, civilians that are maimed. They kind of are going through the same things I have gone through. And I'm afraid people like John Ashcroft will think of maiming unwed mothers as a means of making them behave, you know, stay abstinent. My mother saw the direct benefits of it. She thought it was great when I got horrible reactions from people in public. And she couldn't understand why I would want to get married. And then when I started talking about plastic surgery, she just went bonkers. She thought that was sinful. And fortunately, at that point, I was older, so she couldn't do much legally. But
well, I can understand how you would have compassion for people that are coming back from George Bush's filthy little war.
Oh, it infuriates me.
Mary, that's one hell of a story. Thanks for sharing it. I wish you the best. You take care, okay?
Thanks.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Jerky is calling our bureau chief at large, calling from somewhere on the planet. Hey, Jerky, how you doing?
A little afraid.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm just worried about how I'm going to follow that. But
I know. That's just one hell of a story. Good God.
I originally called because I wanted to say I was listening all day. I listen to Air America quite a bit, usually throughout the day.
Right.
And something I really appreciate about Air America that I don't hear mentioned a lot is your top of the hour news segment.
Uh-huh.
They're really great. The people that present them are great. Whoever puts it together, it's normally on other radio stations. I dread the top of the hour news segments. I like the ones on Air America. They're really
let me qualify that because a lot of people might not know how it works. Some of our local affiliates around the country use the news that's produced right there at WLIB. You're referring to the news produced by the WLIB news team. Like here in Atlanta, they use CNN radio news. In some areas, they use NBC radio news.
Oh.
So what you're hearing, if you listen on the internet, you're hearing WLIB. Hey, hold on, Jerky. Let me do a break. I'll come back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Malloy Show on Air America Radio. See what's next on the Mike 92.1.com. This is Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
Hollywood's greatest action hero is now on DVD.
420 ready for takeoff.
John Wayne in two of his most memorable films. The Academy Award winning The High and the Mighty.
I like the way you said that.
And the epic story of aviation and survival, Island in the Sky.
Anything. Mind you, anything can happen up here, Murray.
Both films are now on special edition DVD. Redefine your DVD collection with the man who defined the term movie star. And look for more John Wayne films available from Paramount Home Entertainment.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
Let's not assume that people aren't tired of liars. Look,
I am.
Here's the bottom line. People lie. 25% of the American people think the administration's not upfront with you on this. Most of the country does not believe that the administration is cooperating. It's all lip service.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash. It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He'd been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her. It was tough, I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, "You know, touch means so much." The next day, I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. touch means so much wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone for what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25th, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter Marcia, his driver Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy, and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably in Missouri, which means it gave Republicans control of the Senate.
800-396-9711.
Get inside the Beltway. Politically Direct with David Bender. Sunday at 1 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
I don't want you reading my personal stuff.
It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks to everybody who put the program together again tonight. Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, David Fizikas, all in New York. Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch in Illinois, Mark Marshall in New York, and Jim in Arkansas. And, of course, our executive producer is Catherine Day. Thanks to everybody again tonight. Back to Jerky at Large, our at-large bureau chief. All right, Jerky, let her rip.
Hey, Mike, this you mentioned today the news out of Iraq that the Iraqi government is accusing Kuwait of slant drilling again.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. You got to admit that's pretty funny. I mean, that's world-class irony there.
Yeah, the fact that that's what Saddam said was his reason for invading Kuwait to begin with 15 years ago.
Like, yeah, almost exactly 15 years ago, we had Desert Storm. We invaded Iraq. Why? Because Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait. Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait. Why? Because the Kuwaitis were slant drilling. And now, 15 years later, we have the new Iraqi government that we installed,
right,
accusing Kuwait of the same thing.
And the same thing, right.
I'm sorry?
I said of the same thing, right.
Yeah, and there's more complicating factors now, because the way things currently stand, the American military is the de facto Iraqi military. And all that oil is supposed to be paying for Iraq's reconstruction, which is, you know, ridiculously expensive, a bajillion times more expensive than the neocons said it would be. So the United States has a vested interest in forcing Kuwait to play by the rules. So wouldn't it be funny if the American military went into Kuwait and finished the job Saddam started 15 years, two wars, and a million dead Iraqis ago?
Jerky, I love the way your mind works. It's just unbelievable. I can't handle this stuff anymore. I really can't.
It really is like we're frogs in a pan at this point, and somebody's cranking the heat. The heat is on, and I don't know. You know the old saying about when the immovable object meets the unstoppable force.
Uh huh.
That's about what's happening now. I think we're seeing what happens when this kind of intractable absolutism, this kind of unwavering certainty in the face of all countervailing evidence that the Bush administration and the neoconservatives and their supporters kind of have, and the, brute force of raw truth collide. Like reality versus ideology, who's going to come out on top? You know, it's a real King Kong versus Godzilla kind of thing going on.
Yeah, but why are so many Americans so blankety-blank stupid and ignorant to not realize?
I don't know if that many. In my daily goings about, I talk to a lot of people. I meet a lot of people. I have... very rare is the Bush supporter that I meet. And I'm thinking all these polls, you know, 42% support Bush. Like, how many of that 42% are just people who say they support Bush so they don't get put on a government watch list? You know, when they get that call from Rasmussen or Zogby and it's like, do you support the president? Well, hell, after all the, you know, there's some really strong rhetoric being, you know, directed at people, real propaganda level rhetoric being directed at people that if they don't support the president, they're traitors.
Right.
And
right.
You know what happens to traitors, you know?
Well, unless they work for the Bush crime family, then they get medals of freedom.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess maybe a small percentage of those, that 42% might be people whose paychecks depend on rampant government corruption, too. They know where their bread is buttered.
It's a hell of a mess. That's such a weak statement on my part. But I don't know what else to say, Jerky. It's just one hell of a mess. Thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, take care.
Good
hope
night.
To hear from you again, wherever you wind up. Chris is calling from Connecticut. Chris has also been holding on forever. Hey, Chris.
Oh, hi, Mike.
How you doing?
I'm fine. Now I have to look at my notes because I jotted a few things down during the course of the show.
Okay, well, you got two minutes.
Yeah, well, that clip that you played of Bush at that press conference sounded like Jim Jones to me, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Except Jim Jones was a lot much more articulate.
More charisma as well.
And more charisma, right. Yeah, he looked better in sunglasses, too.
The thing that made me pick up the phone was when you started talking about Greaser's Palace way back when.
Yeah, yeah.
Another film I'm really curious to know if you've seen called The Ruling Class.
Yeah, I saw it a long time ago. I need to see it again because I don't remember squat about it, which means that, you know, I'm getting old and the blood supply to my brain is starting to lessen a little bit. But I need to go see it again, yeah.
It is one of the best Is He Jesus or Isn't He Jesus movies that's ever been made.
Yeah.
And it's in the same year as Greaser's Palace.
Greaser's Palace, to me, though, is the sine qua non where it concerns anything having to do with a religious allegory. It's just astonishingly good movie. I just, you know how Rocky Horror is shown in a lot of theaters at midnight on Saturday night all around the country, right? Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, I used to be one of those people who went.
Yeah, they ought to show Greaser's Palace every Saturday night at midnight. God.
Remember Putney Swope?
Putney Swope was another one that Downey did, and Putney Swope was just as bizarre, probably even more bizarre. At least Greaser's Palace, you could kind of follow the plot line a little bit. Putney Swope just left me kind of babbling and you know, wanting more drugs.
I remember Putney just a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah. Right, I hear you.
Probably much for the same reason.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we got to go. Thanks, Chris.
Have a good night.
All right, sir, take it easy. We got to rent that, Kathy. We need to go to our local independent movie rental store and get The Ruling Class. It's been a long time. Long time. Yeah, Putney Swope, it just made me crazy. I couldn't handle it. Couldn't handle it. Thanks for participating tonight. We do appreciate it here at the Malloy Program. We'll see you tomorrow night. All right? Tomorrow's Friday, right, Kathy? Oh, my God, another week gone by. Gee, I wonder who at CNN is going to slam down their hand and say, boom, almost, and walk off the set tomorrow, huh? Take care, y'all. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
America Radio.
It's not that I'm a film snob, it's just that I like intelligent personal films that have unique points of view.
Are you saying there's nothing in the multiplex that interests you?
Find me a multiplex that runs the winners from Sundance or Cannes, and I'll let you know.
Who gets to see those foreign and independent films anyway?
I do. I joined Film Movement.
Film Movement?
It's the DVD of the Month Club for independent and foreign films. I subscribed, and Film Movement sends me an incredible new film every month to own. Their curators select movies from the world's top festivals.
How do you join Film Movement?
I signed up on their website, filmmovement.com. Once a month, I get a DVD. DVD with a great feature film plus a bonus short film. It's like free dessert.
Do you want any dessert?
No, thanks. I'll have some of yours. Get something with chocolate.
Well, maybe we can go back to your place for dessert and a film movement evening.
Maybe we should plan on eating dessert here. Make it chocolate.
Click on the Film Movement link on AirAmericaRadio.com or go to FilmMovement.com to subscribe. Film Movement. Are you a member yet?
Order now via Air America's website or FilmMovement.com and receive 20% off your order plus a free Film Movement compilation of award-winning shorts.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
They're declaring that it's not a war anymore. We're now inside of World War Struggle 3. In Arabic, struggle means jihad. And in German, it translates to Kampf, which is good because Hitler wrote Mein Kampf behind bars, and I hope that's where Bush will write the story of his struggle. He's a struggle time president.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays.